BBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good evening.
Big Bender with a Pan Yam Pickle.
Big Bender with a Pan Yam Pickle.
I am Chris from the Sudbury Hill, and breaking the law is illegal. Don't do it, kid.
My name is Danny from the Chigwell, and a ton of bricks is heavier than a ton of feathers.
That's a fact, and we're not going to go down that route again. Good evening and all that. Here's the question, London. You know when they banned smoking and made it illegal? What happened to all of the ashtrays in London? Now, Chris and I were in a pub today, having a meeting in a pub. We'll be talking about that later on. But we did a quick calculation, and we worked out that nearly 3.5 million ashtrays have just vanished from pubs, clubs, restaurants, cafes, and places like that. Where the flippin' hell have they gone? They must have gone somewhere. They must be someone must be making a quick buck selling them, I don't know, to Eastern Europe or China, where I believe that Beijing, they're going to introduce smoking as an Olympic sport. You know, every time that you have the Olympics in a different country, the host country is allowed to introduce one sport. You know, and I think in LA, when they did the Olympics there, it was hacky sack. Do you ever used to play hacky sack, Chris?
Don't know what it is.
Oh, hacky sack was good, man. It's a little leather ball. Tiny little leather ball.
Is that it?
Yeah. And you just used to kick it. You had to keep it kicked up and you... Whoop, 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 to you! Then you pass it over to your teammate. That was hacky sack.
Keep-ups.
Keep-ups, but with a hacky sack. We used to have one at school. And Mr. Dunn, the deputy headmaster, who was 1989, but he was wearing a three-piece suit that would have looked dated in 1973. And he did an assembly about our hacky sack once and said it was devil worship. He was born again. But so in Beijing, they're going to the joke is kind of worn thin, but I'm going to really push it. They're going to introduce smoking as an Olympic sport. So maybe that's where. So where have all of London's ashtrays gone? 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number. If someone can answer that, because they've got to be somewhere. Have they been melted down to form something else, I guess is the phrase.
They might be on eBay.
They could be on it. So if you own a pub, a club, a slightly downmarket cafe, or some horrible food place that there's smokers in, used to, 0845 60 60 973. Where the hell have London's ashtrays gone? And can we have them back, please? Huh? It wasn't the same being in the pub today. And there were no ashtrays there. I'm not saying about the smoking. I don't care about the smoking. It's good you can't smoke in these places. That's a good thing. But there were no ashtrays there. It's part of the furniture is the ashtray. It was weird being in this pub. Here's another question for you, London. Everyone was in there watching the football, and we'll talk about that later on. So it was quite busy in the pub at like 4:30, 5 o'clock. I got to work ridiculously early. I normally get to work at 6 minutes past 6. So I can just... I wait on the edge of the congestion charge. As soon as the charge is finished, I drive into work. Today I was working in town, and I finished that at 4. I thought, I'll get to work. I should get there about 4:15. It didn't take an hour and 15 minutes to get to LBC from town. What was I thinking? I was in work 4:30. And I am bored out of my brain. I am so bored. So bored. It's really boring here. Not that the output of the show. The output of the show's excellent. But we're being in an office. Me and Chris went to the pub and we prepped the show. We were done by 5. So I had 2 hours to kill. I did the MySpace. I did the Digital Spy. I did the Facebook. I even went on the eBay. I even went and looked on the Apple Store to look at Apple iMacs. And I need to ask a question about that. What the hell is 1TB? What's 1TB? 1TB. 1TB. What is 1TB?
In regards to what?
Computer.
Terabyte.
What does that mean?
A lot of memory or something.
Well, is it? Well, how much is it? Is it? It's expensive.
Yeah, and when I that's what it means.
When I took it off the list of things I wanted, suddenly the computer became much more affordable. You're pulling a face, Alex, almost as if to say, you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's, if you do know... Oh, wait, I'm doing pretty much the whole show in the first 8 minutes of the, and I don't care, because I'm confused. 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number. So, we're in the boozer, And it's full because everyone's watching the football. We'll talk about that later. And there's, it's quite, you know, it's a nice-ish pub. It's a nice-ish pub. It's nice in the week because it's full of media types. It's horrible at the weekends because it's full of the people who live around here. And let's be honest, I don't want to drink with them. I don't even want them to look at me because they're scary. How come the phones have suddenly gone mental? There's me working my backside off because no one's phoning in, and suddenly... So all the chairs are taken in this pub, right? All of them. And we spot a chair. Well, we'll have that. Chris, go and get over there. And we went over there. It was a settee, like a leather settee. Went over there. We thought, well, why is no one sitting on that? We'll go and have that. So we went over there. There was a fella asleep on there. There was a fella asleep on a leather settee in a pub. Now, call me old-fashioned, that's not right. And the landlord went over to him and sort of had a word. Said, excuse me, mate, do you want to... And he sort of looked up, and he went back to sleep. Now, he wasn't a homeless. He wasn't a down and out. He was just a bloke who'd had a little bit too much to drink a little bit too early in the day, and he slept through the football. You can't be allowed... And there were people, gradually more and more people, kept doing what me and Chris had done. Go, oh, there's an empty settee over there. No one's had that. We'll have that. And they walked over it, and they went, oh, some bloke sleeping there. Now, that can't be right. Now, yes, I'm a coward, because I should have got up a posse and said, right... If two men join me, we can kick this bloke off and we can have the settee. You can share it with me. Didn't do that. I bottled out of it. Totally bottled out of it. But, so, what are the rules? There's a lot of questions here. Let's just quickly go... Let's have a recap of the questions I've asked so far. Where are London's ashtrays? What's 1TB? And what are the rules on sleeping in pubs? 0845 6060973. Chris, there are four lines there that aren't answered. Work quicker, come on. Let's go to Dan in the Buckingham Palace.
Outside it.
Oh, he's outside it. Are you trying to assassinate the Queen or are you a guard?
No, none of that.
Neither. Oh, yeah. Okay, can I just say, we don't condone assassination on this show. This is... Paul Ross may give it the thumbs up, but on Ian Lee's Good Evening, we certainly do not condone assassination, just to make that clear for legal reasons. Dan, away you go.
Okay, one thing. I think they've all been recycled. And one other question...
The ashtrays you're talking about.
Yes.
The ashtrays.
One other question...
No, hang on. Well, Dan, calm down. You think they've been recycled?
I think so, yeah.
You don't know, do you?
No.
Do you have any connection with the ashtray trade or any places that may have been involved with ashtrays in the past?
No.
Okay, so you've phoned up.
No, I've got a question.
Oh, God. Go on, then.
The question is, can you add this to your list? Where do mosquitoes go during the day?
Add it to my list of what? Questions?
Your questions, yeah. Oh, where do mosquitoes go during the day? Because they just come out in the night.
I've seen mosquitoes in the daytime.
I haven't.
Well, I have.
Well, you're lucky then.
Yeah, that's an absolutely awful call. Awful. Rubbish, disappointing, poor. Now, someone who always gives good call, it's Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good evening, Ian.
Good lad. So what can I do for you?
Well, I'm a bit annoyed on 2 points, actually.
I just want to say, by the way, Joe has got his own theme tune. That's what the music is in the background. It's a legal obligation. Every time he calls in, we play his theme tune. Joe, away you go.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because the other night you were handing theme tunes out left, right and centre.
It got a bit crazy. I think I may have smelt a little bit of the hops. There was something funny in the air conditioning being pumped through from the hippies downstairs at Hart. I don't know, but that was out of order, Joe. You have my sincerest apologies.
I appreciate that, Ian. It's very kind of
good
you.
Lad.
And, well, the second point is, the other night we had a Naomi special where everyone was called Naomi.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Well, you tried to do the Steve Allen yesterday. It didn't work, did it?
Well, now, I dispute that. I think the Steve Allen worked.
Oh, well, I didn't think it did. I thought the Naomi was far funnier and worked a lot better.
Hang on, was the Naomi your idea?
Well, if you listen to it, you'll hear it was.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, a bit of a joint idea, but...
Yeah, a joint idea being the operative the phrase. Anyway, Joe, get to your flipping point.
Well, I've got another point. I've got a topic generator.
We've only got 20 seconds before the travel.
Oh, well, we'll get this quick. The topic generator, yes. I guarantee 90% of what anyone says, you can add the phrase, what's that about? It will create a topic.
Right, Joe, you've intrigued me. Stay there. He's blown my mind by talking absolute guff. If you want to take part, 0845 6060973. Ashtrays, 1TB, What was the other thing? I mentioned something. Oh, and sleeping in pubs. Just what are the rules? It's the Travel News Now. It's Amanda.
Thanks very much, Ian. Watching big problems at the moment to the west of town. Chiswick High Road shut with a crash heading into town at Heathfield Terrace. Also problems as well on the M25 continue on that Kent stretch as a lane blocked to clockwise traffic with an accident between junctions 2 at the A2 and junction 3 at Swanley, so it's busy there. Western stretch of the M25, that's still slow as well from junction 13 at Staines up towards junction 15 at the M4 following a broken down car. And on the M40 away from town, there are delays from the M25 up towards junction 2 at Beaconsfield because of a crash on the hard shoulder. The M1, that's slow both ways through the roadworks between junctions 8 and 10, that's Hemel, towards Luton Airport. And there are also delays too in Hertfordshire with a crash blocking a lane on the A10 in Hoddesdon. And the A1M, that's slow away from town with a crash on the hard shoulder around junction 4 at Welwyn Garden City. Whilst on the tubes, there are still delays on the Bakerloo line. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Steve Allen is losing his mind.
Well, it's not called John Lewis in Reading. It's called, it'll come to me later. It's not called John Lewis. It is John Lewis, but it's not called John Lewis. It's called, oh, blimey, what's it called now? Not Peter Jones, no, that's Sloane Square. It's called, no, not Cavendish House. The John Lewis in Reading is called, the John Lewis, it's, I'm going to come and hit somebody in a minute. It's not Astor or Sainsbury's. What is it? It's called, I used to work there. John Lewis, it's called, oh.
Wake up with Steve Allen, Monday to Thursday mornings from 5, and at the weekend, join him for breakfast from 8 till 11.
Doesn't even say so on the blooming thing. Oh, they've changed it in Reading. It is called John Lewis.
LBC 97.3. From the best hotels to the best companies around. Whatever you think is the best, you'll find it in the finer things in life with James Max and Continental Airlines, who invite you to discover a better way to New York. It's your weekly catch-up of everything that's best, from the best customer service to the best events in town. Listen to James Max, Saturday afternoons from 5, for the finer things in life with Continental Airlines and LBC 97.3. LBC
97.3.
Ian Lee's Good evening.
Apparently, Joe.
Yes, sorry, I'm here again.
Yes, apparently I've answered the ashtrays question before. Richard has sent me in an email saying, you said this, Ian, this is your quote, you've already covered this. The ashtrays were melted down and moulded into a sculpture that was donated to the people of Sheffield. If I did say that, it's very, very funny. I don't remember saying that, though.
Well, I don't remember you saying that, but...
Do you know that sometimes the stuff I say, when I look at it typed up, it's actually pretty good. It's actually pretty darn good. Right, so what have you got for me? Come on now, stop messing around.
Yeah, before I get to the ashtrays bit then, which is why I rung up, I think with the topics... Because you do have a lot of topics lately, but I think any word someone says or any...
I said, can I just say, we do have a lot of topics at the moment. We will have run out of them by next Wednesday. Chris and I were doing the stats today, and we will have run out of topics by next Wednesday.
Right, well, this is going to be just perfect then.
Excellent.
When anyone rings up with a phrase or a question or anything, then you can just put on the end of it, which I believe you've got recorded, what's that about?
Oh, hang on a minute, we have got that somewhere. Hang on a second, what's... TVW. Wow, no, Chris, where did you put that? What's that all about? Oh no, I know what it's under.
There's no all in it.
No, there's a now in it though.
What's that?
There's this.
Now what's that about?
Wow.
Now what's that about?
That's the kiddie.
Okay, so how does it work? So go on, let's try it. Say something.
Traffic cones.
Now what's that about?
There we go. People can interpret it any way they want.
Yeah, it's, oh, God.
Well, it's a bit flimsy, but it could
Slow start to the show. Slow, ladies and gentlemen, I apologise for the slow start of the show, but, Joe, do you know what we're doing after 9 o'clock?
No.
We're going to get 10 criminals to sing Happy Birthday to Rav from Crime Watch.
Well, is it his birthday today?
Well, sort of. We're pretending it is, even though it was actually yesterday, but don't tell Ofcom.
Right.
Okay, I don't want a blue Peter Cat GMTV thing at all.
No, not again.
But I need 10 crooks. Again, we don't condone criminality, but it could be maybe you stole some sweets when you were a kid. Maybe you drove 25 miles an hour in a 20 mile. I don't know. If you've ever broken the law, Give us a call, 0845 6060 973. We want to assemble 10 criminals to sing Happy Birthday live on the show to Rav Wilding, star of BBC TV's Crime Watch.
I might fit in that category.
Well, what have you done?
What
haven't you done, hey?
When my boy was young,
yeah,
I would go into a certain supermarket, yeah, not the main one, but yeah, a different one, put some shoes on him, and then make him walk out of the shop.
Well, no, hang on a second. Can I just say, by the way, we're not in any way condoning criminality, and we're not giving the thumbs up to it. So we don't want someone to say, yeah, I murdered someone and never got caught. Can I sing it? We don't want that. But you put shoes on your baby? You made your baby steal?
I helped him.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, well, they were expensive. They were anything from £6 upwards.
We do have to be careful, because I do not want to get into trouble with anybody for condoning criminality. I think you're... we'll put you on the list.
Right.
But that's as harsh a crime as I want. I mean, how long ago was this?
Oh, 5 years ago.
Oh, OK. Well, don't do it again.
No, I don't do it at all now.
Oh, good. Don't. Joe's on the list. Now, ashtrays.
Right, yeah, the ashtrays. I reckon what's happened is they're in a big warehouse somewhere.
Yeah.
And then in 10, 15, 20 years' time, a museum will open up.
Oh, yeah.
So that everyone can take their children and grandchildren around and go, in the old days, we used to be able to smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what we smoked into.
Yeah. This is what we smoked into. Is that a phrase?
Oh, yeah. It's a phrase that could work.
A phrase that pays. This is what we smoked into. If you hear me say that,
we smoked into. What's that about? There we go.
So you think they're going to turn up in it? But where are they now? Is there a big ashtray mountain somewhere?
They're in a warehouse. Yeah, they're hidden. They can't get wet. They're hidden.
No. Okay. As long as they can't get wet. There's nothing worse than a wet ashtray.
We don't want the satellite seeing them. That's what it is.
Joe, listen, thank you for that.
Thank you, Ian.
The generating idea was absolute rubbish, but never mind. Ricardo.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah, it's good.
I know what a terabyte is.
Okay, what is it?
Prepare to be blown.
Boom.
It is 1,000 gigabytes. Oh, wait, no, officially it's 1,024.
It's 1,024. Where's the 24 come from?
I don't know, that's just the computers. They don't actually have it as 1,000.
Because, listen, I'm going to buy a Mac. I'm doing it.
Uh-huh.
But what would I... there's a new option on there. 500... Was it 500 gigabytes?
Uh-huh. 750
gigabytes?
Yep.
Or a 1 terabyte?
I don't think you'd ever need a terabyte.
I wouldn't need a terabyte, would I?
Put on it, though.
Well, how many CDs can I get on a terabyte?
What, are these Blu-ray CDs or...?
How many music CDs?
Hold on, let me just see something.
What's he doing?
I'm on my computer now. I have...
Yeah.
Wait for it. Okay, I have four and a half gig at the moment.
What's that mean?
That's 800 items, and that's 4.5 gig.
So that's 4.5 gig, so 500 gig is more than that.
It's going to be 500 times 800.
What do you mean 800 items? 800 albums?
800 songs.
Oh, 800 songs, that's nice.
And that's about five gigs, nowhere near 5 gig, but about four and a half. So if you want to get 500 gig,
yeah,
you're looking at about... A thousand albums? A thousand songs?
No. Shut up! You don't...
No.
What is this crazy...
Sorry, 8,000 songs.
What's this crazy maths this Muppet's doing? I've got 80 gigs, and that's got, like, 5,000 songs on.
Well...
Ricardo, you're just pulling numbers out of your backside. What are you doing, man?
Okay, I've got a calculator here, yeah? Would that be better?
But so your thing with 4 gigs, right?
I've got 4.5 gig, but is it 800 songs?
Is it full with 800 songs, or could you get more songs on there?
Well, it's Windows Media, so it's whatever I've got there at the moment.
What? That's not an answer to the question I just asked you. Could you get more than 800 songs on there?
Yes.
Then why are we using 800 as a starting figure?
Because I've got 800 songs, and that's 4.5 gig. I'm just trying to work...
Says at the bottom, 4.5 gig?
Yeah.
Okay, right, go on.
So with 4.5 gig, if you can get 800 items with that,
yes,
and you said you want to get 500...
Well, let's go with 500, because that's easy. So let's say you're using 5 gigs. So just times it by 100, so that's 800,000.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah. Yes, Louise, you can interrupt. Please do.
Because I just learned this the other day.
Okay, go on.
And I've got a list of all the, like, megabytes, gigabytes, well, the terminology for...
Okay.
Tera...
Yes.
...is...
Terahawks.
No.
No. No.
It's times 10 to the power of 12.
And what does... Louise, what does that mean?
In terms of bytes.
It means a million, million.
Yeah, bytes.
It's a one with 12 zeros.
Yeah, that's bytes.
Yeah, so. Does that... Right, OK, we're not really going forward too much. How many albums does that equate to?
A lot. You'll never fill it up.
But you say you don't know how many albums I've got.
No, but I could probably make a safe bet that you'd never fill that up.
Okay. Oh God.
Do you want to take the bet?
Well, no, I don't want. Well, I'm tempted to take the bet. I'm tempted. So how many? Right, hang on a minute. Look, God, this is so confusing. So you've got 800 songs at 5 megabytes.
Well, no, 5 megabytes about 1,000 songs.
Oh, well, okay, so 5 megabytes, 1,000 songs. So 500 megabytes is 100,000 songs. Now, if we assume there are 100 songs per album, that's 100. That's
awful. Rough, that's about 20 songs per album.
Okay, so let's assume there's 10 songs per album, unless, of course, it's Yes, Close to the Edge, when there's only 3 songs on there, and one of those is 18 minutes long.
Uh-huh.
So there's 10 songs an album.
Yep.
100,000 divided by 10 is...
10,000.
So 10,000
albums.
So it's 10,000 albums.
At least.
At least.
I don't think you'd ever fill that up, like I said.
And that's on a 500.
Sorry?
So that's on a 500.
Yes.
Louise, you seem to have stopped contributing to this conversation.
Well, I'm a bit lost now.
Yeah. You, where did you get your sheet of paper with nonsense on, Louise?
I got it from... I'm doing a course on electricians.
Oh, there's more. There's like after terabyte, there's petabyte, which is 1,024 terabytes.
Is that on your list of electricians, Louise?
I've got mega, giga, tera,
peta, exa, zeta, yeah, and deca, then yotta. Deca, but they're stupidly deca, sized.
Milli, micro, mega, nano, and pico.
I don't think you can buy half of those.
Weren't they the Osmonds, Louise? You just read out there, I think. I think they were.
Though, yeah.
Okay, so Ricardo, basically, you reckon 500 would be enough?
Yes.
Never, and I could get a few series of like sliders,
yeah,
and
you'd get a lot. I don't think you'd fill it up. Well, except what you're going to have movies as well.
I'm going to have movies as well.
Yeah, that'll probably be fine.
It'll probably be fine. Maybe I should just go for the set. Apologies to anyone who's just
though?
Tuned in and expecting fun and laughter, but this is serious stuff.
How much more is it? Like money.
The difference between 750 and a terabyte is about 300-400 quid.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's
not
a lot
worth that. Because
no,
I'd take the 500.
Ricardo,
it's technical now.
Louise, it's getting too technical. I think I should have bought this conversation. Ricardo, thank you for your help.
No problem. Take it easy.
Yeah. And Louise, thanks for your call. Although
no,
didn't really
no.
do a lot.
No.
There. Why are you doing a course on electricians?
Well, I'm not actually doing it. I'm a learning support assistant.
A teacher?
No, I'm with, students that have got disabilities.
Oh, okay.
So I do the course.
Right.
But I'm not actually doing the course, if you know what I mean. Taking notes for people.
Oh!
So I get to do courses that I don't have a choice over.
Oh, really?
Electricians, but it's very interesting.
Is it interesting, or do you find it a bit dull?
Some bits are dull. Health and safety is dull.
Oh, man, isn't it? Health and safety rules the world.
Really, really. I just want to fall asleep then.
Yeah. Are you allowed to fall asleep in pubs?
Me?
Well, no, anyone. Not just you specifically, but anyone.
I don't know, I suppose, yeah. You free will, isn't it?
There was a fella today, me and Chris were in the pub watching the football. We'll talk about that later.
Mm.
We weren't watching the football, but it was on by coincidence.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
And it was very busy. And there was... I can't stand football.
I can't either.
I'm glad England lost.
It represents...
No, I don't. Do you like Kylie Minogue?
She's all right.
Am I the only person that thinks she's a little bit rubbish and doesn't love her? The whole world...
No, I don't love her at all.
She's been through a lot, bless her, you know, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone. But it's still just Kylie Minogue, that bird from Neighbours. Nothing special.
No, she's not my sort of thing.
No, not my sort of thing at all. Anyway, there was a fella fast asleep on the settee in the pub, and I just thought that with space being a premium, that was a little bit selfish.
Yeah, maybe he just got a little bit sort of,
lost
in the atmosphere and...
Yes.
Fell asleep. And...
Louise, thank you very much for that.
Okay.
Take care. Bye bye. Right. 0845 606 0973. I don't want wish to rain on Minogue's parade, but do you know what I mean? It's just Kylie Minogue. She's nothing special, and yet she seems to be the queen of the world. Am I wrong on that? 0845 606 0973. Terabytes. That's a bit dull. Maybe we should move on from that. Sleeping in pubs and other things coming up.
A full head of hair is part of what makes a man feel like a man, know what I mean? So when it starts to
disappear, you can end up losing your mojo and feeling a little bit, But
Regain is clinically proven to help stop hair loss in 8 out of 10 cases. Visit regain.co.uk or your local pharmacy for a product that can help you rediscover your shamalama ding-dong. Regain, hair for life.
Regain for Men contains minoxidil for hereditary hair loss, requires continuous use. Always read the label.
on 97.3
DAB
and online.
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30, I'm Jim Diamond. England are relying on other results going their way in Euro 2008 qualifying after losing 2-1 in Moscow against Russia. Steve McClaren's men will be out if the Russians win their remaining games against Israel and Andorra, and Croatia beat Macedonia before they come to Wembley on November 21st. Elsewhere, Scotland are currently losing 2-0 in Georgia. The race is on to become leader of the Liberal Democrats. Earlier, Chris Hoon, the party's environment spokesman, threw his hat into the ring, and now the Home Affairs spokesman, Nick Clegg, says he'll unveil his campaign on Friday. There's been a lot of pushing and shoving in Parliament Square this afternoon after anti-war protesters were forced to move in. Scuffles erupted after officials from the Greater London Authority said tents from the semi-permanent camp aren't permitted. Met police say no one was arrested. And this year's London Film Festival is getting underway right now in Leicester Square. Kicking off the event is Eastern Promises, David Cronenberg's thriller starring Naomi Watts and Viggo Mortensen. More than 180 films are being shown over the course of the two-week event. London's weather: a cold night with clear skies, a chance of a ground frost during the early hours, a low of 6 degrees. Right now we have 14 degrees in Westminster. You're with LBC, it's now coming up to 7:31.
From the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre, this is Amanda Redman. Still problems around Chiswick because the high road is shut, heading into town because of a crash at Heathfield Terrace. So along the approach roads there, looking very slow at the moment. Also on the M40, traffic slow away from town from the M25 up towards Junction 2 at Beaconsfield because of a crash on the hard shoulder there. And there are big delays building up on the A10 in Hertfordshire, with the A10 blocked out of town with a crash in Hoddesdon. That's at the junction with Amwell Street. Also on the Kent stretch, the M25 is still looking busy clockwise, with a lane blocked because of an accident between junctions 2 at the A2 and junction 3 at Swanley. Those delays now reach back into the Dartford Tunnel. On the tubes, there are delays on the Bakerloo line, but the rest of the tubes and the overground trains are running well. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update is in 15 minutes.
I always use my mirror when I'm driving. Otherwise, I get lipstick everywhere. I'm a busy woman. I'm already late for a meeting and I have to look my best. You might say I'm an accident waiting to happen. And when it does, you should call BGR Bloomer Solicitors. Because if you're injured in a traffic accident and it's not your fault, you could get compensation. With BGR Bloomer, you talk directly to a solicitor and their service is completely free because they're paid by the insurers of the person who caused the accident. BGR Bloomer, 0800 1777 666. Because when I pull out from a junction, I always look fantastic.
LBC
97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
Well, what a cracking start we've got off to today. So far, we're asking what happened. So many questions, and the show has barely started, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows? We may have peaked too soon. I just don't know. We're asking, what's happened to all of London's ashtrays? After the great no smoke thing, big bang thing, where have all the ashtrays gone in London? If you know, if you work in the industry, 0845 6060973. If you worked in pubs or anything like that. Also, sleeping in pubs, is that allowed? There was some dude, Chris and I were in the pub, the football's on, more on that later. We'll do that after 8 o'clock, what exactly we were doing in that pub. And it was very busy, very crowded, but there was some fella asleep on a sofa that could easily have seated three people. That can't be allowed, can it? Surely people, me, would have been within my right to say, "Oi! Oi! Move it!" But, of course, I didn't, because he was a big fella and he could have kicked the hell out of me. I mentioned that. Anyone else think that Kylie Minogue's a little bit overrated? I can't think of one song of hers that is any good. The video with her in her pants, the gold pants, is nice, but it's not that good. It's nothing special, really. I know she's been ill and stuff, and that's terrible, and she's better, and that's great, but it's still just Kylie Minogue. I can't see the fascination, and I can't see the obsession with her. I know Joe Parkinson was banging on about this documentary about her, and I don't.
I like Danny.
I once saw on, I think it was Going Live, Danny was miming to a song in a big mansion house, and she came down the stairs in a very long PVC dress, and I thought, I like Danny. And I've met Danny. Yeah, I've interviewed Danny. Yeah, yeah. She's a tiny little thing. She's wee, man. She's about 2'6". Anyway, 0845 60 60 973. Boring technical question, but we do need to get it solved. How many albums could I get on 750 megabyte gigabytes? Gigabytes, gigabytes, gigabytes? I think so. I'm going to buy an Apple Mac. I'm going to do it soon. James Max has let me down. He's blown me out. He sold me out the river. I get an email from James Max, who does shows here, I don't know when, at the weekend probably. The title of this email is Message from James Max, Terabyte and Super News. Now, bearing in mind, he's been trying to get me an Apple iMac with a huge, huge, healthy discount, OK? So I thought, and he's failed. I thought, oh, brilliant, James Max, Terabyte and Super News. OK, so we read it. Ian, 1 terabyte, loads of memory, 1 trillion bytes for 1,000 gigabytes. OK, so that's that. What's the Super News? Anyway, the Super News is, thought you might like to know that on Dave, the new TV channel, tomorrow, I'm on there. The first series of The Apprentice is being shown. Whoopee. Where is the Super News? Chris, where is the Super News in that?
So it's nothing new. It's the first Apprentice.
Exactly. It's neither super nor is it news. I swear to God, when I see that James Max, oh, I'm going to challenge. I'm going to. I've got. Where's my leather glove? Because I'm going to slap him around the face with it, and challenge him to a bare knuckle fight.
Oh, don't do that again.
Yeah, I'm doing it again. It's going to happen. 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Jackie's in the South Mimms. Hello, Jackie.
Good evening. Oh, now I want to answer all of your questions.
Oh, good.
And I want to test out Joe's theory.
Right.
Because I'm going to say a word and you're going to say, what's all that about?
Oh, this is his topic generator. Yes. OK.
Just to help him out.
OK.
Not that I condone stealing.
No.
OK.
No.
So, first of all,
yeah.
Ashtrays.
Yes, where are they?
They've all been dumped in a skip.
Where?
Well, lots of skips all over the country, dumped in a skip and taken off to a dump.
Oh, OK. So they've been landfilled?
Yes.
All of them?
All of them.
I remember being a student, and it was like a big thing. When I started drinking when I was a little bit younger, it was a big thing to walk out of a pub with an ashtray. And ashtrays in pubs were big things. And to stick that up your jumper and walk out with it was... And a pint glass.
Was ridiculous?
Ridiculous, but it was, at the time, it was considered cool.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Well, I suppose there are those sort of people that might collect them as well.
Yeah, it was good to have a pub ashtray and a pint glass, yes.
Next topic.
Yes.
Sleeping in pubs.
Oh, yeah.
Is not allowed.
No.
You just say, excuse me, this is not a hotel.
Well, now, you could say that because you're a slightly well-spoken lady. If I said that to this fella, he would have... The landlord went and spoke to him, and he ignored him.
I'll just throw him out.
But he's a big fella.
Get the police to turn him out.
The police. You can't call the police because a man is asleep.
I would.
But that in itself isn't, you know, there are people being murdered and robbed. The police don't come out if your house has been broken into. They're not going to come out because there's a man asleep.
Well, send for me then, I'll test him out.
All right, Jackie, next time we will. Yeah, OK.
OK, next thing.
Yes.
Kylie.
Yes.
Very overrated.
Isn't she just?
The gold pants are OK, but they're just pervy, that's all.
They're not pervy. But the thing is...
They are a bit, oh, come on.
Well, I quite like tight hot pants, but...
Yes, well,
she hasn't got much of a... She hasn't got much of a bum.
No.
She hasn't got any figure. I mean, I like short girls, but she hasn't got really got any figure. There's no shape to her. There's no buttocks.
No.
So there's nothing there.
But the camera angle is a bit pervy.
Well, but is it pervy or is it natural?
Oh, get out of here.
Okay, I'm just doing my best.
Okay.
Though. Yes.
Your memory thingy, what's it?
Yes.
Answer to that one. An awful lot.
Okay, that's useless. That's a girl's answer, but yes, okay.
Okay, I'm a girl.
Okay.
Okay, finally,
yes.
Testing Joe's theory.
Okay, this is Joe's theory here about topic generator.
Emoticons.
Now, what's that about?
Exactly.
We've done emoticons.
Oh.
Yeah, we've done... Chris, we did emoticons, didn't we?
You didn't tell me
probably.
That.
Probably.
Yeah, well, anyone who uses emoticons deserves a slap.
Yeah.
They are the laziest...
Therapy, I
think. The what?
Therapy.
I thought you said pervy. I thought pervy was simply your word of the evening.
Oh, I'm very disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought you'd have an opinion.
I think they're rubbish.
Oh, I
think they're lazy. Use words.
Yes.
Don't use an emoticon. Use a... And they download free emoticon. No. I don't want to.
Do you know what I think is even worse than emoticons? I think it's when people do a colon and then half a bracket.
Yeah, the punctuation face.
Correct.
No,
And that awful one where they do, I don't know, a P, is it? It looks like two eyes with a tongue sticking out.
Oh, yeah, a colon and a P, yeah.
That's the one.
And there's also a semicolon. Is it a semicolon with a P, which is a wink? Is a semicolon a wink?
I don't know, it's pathetic.
Oh, look, someone's, yeah, a colon is a, yeah, I think a semicolon is a wink.
Right. And one last thing before I go.
Yes, Jackie.
You did A-level psychology, didn't you?
I did, I got a B, I did it in 9 months, and I had 2 months off because I was ill with glandular fever and I had to go to hospital with it.
Well, then you're very clever.
Thank you.
Well, I've been given the task of teaching it.
Okay.
Okay, but I've also been given the
Pavlov. Teach them the thing about the prison where it wasn't a real prison.
Yeah.
That's a great one, isn't it? Get this right. Was it Germany they did it, I think? Or maybe America?
Zimbardo.
It was what?
Zimbardo.
Zimbardo, where's that?
Then that's the name of the researcher.
Oh, so they made this fake prison, right? And they got loads of people and said, right, you're going to come and stay in this prison. Now, half of you are going to be prison guards. Here's your uniform.
Yep.
Half of you are going to be prisoners. Away you go. And within, a couple of days, the prison guards were beating the hell out of the prisoners.
They had to stop the experiment.
Yeah, it got really nasty, didn't it?
Look, we're getting geeky.
Sorry, yes.
But all I want to know is, when you did that, did you have to do sports psychology?
No.
Oh, God, I've got to teach you. I know nothing about
sports psychology? Well, all that is, right, you really believe you can do it. Positive mental attitude. Just think, visualise the winning.
Intrinsic, extrinsic and all that, yeah.
What?
I know.
It's boring. No, boring. Do Pavlov. Pavlov's a classic.
Pavlov
is a classic. Who's the fella who had he hatched some duck eggs, and the duck, he was the first thing that the duck saw, so they all followed him. They thought it was his mum.
That's child development.
Well, that's psychology, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but
Bowlby.
Is it
John Bowlby? 1951.
Yeah, but there's pictures, and there's brilliant pictures of this guy with a big beard being followed by loads of baby ducks who think he's their mum.
Yes, that's attachment theory by Bowlby.
Okay, well, you're better than me.
No, you're very good, because you did it a long time ago, and I had to teach it, so
I did it 15 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it's good, though. I really enjoyed it. I did sociology in a year, and I failed that, hated that. I did American history, hated that. Hated English literature, hated geography, but psychology, I loved, man.
I'm a good psychology teacher.
Yeah, well, you're a little bit weird. Jackie, thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye, there we go. 0845-60-60973. Do feel free to phone up at any point and chip in. With whatever, I don't care. Richie!
Danny Minogue in a long PVC dress.
Yes, walking down a flight of stairs singing one of her rubbish songs. Oh, man, I was like 14, 15. You can imagine what that did to me.
I missed that.
I haven't heard your CD yet.
Oh.
But it's there. It's sat in the kitchen waiting for me to do something in the kitchen and then play it.
Okay.
So it will get played. I'm sure you put a lot of time into it, so it will get played. I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
Good lad. Richie, what have you called in about?
I want to wish Rav happy birthday.
Okay, this is for anyone who doesn't know. Rav from Crime Watch. We're pretending it's his birthday today, even though it was yesterday. So don't complain to the Ofcoms. And I want 10 criminals to come on the air after 9 o'clock and sing happy birthday to him. Richie, what's your crime?
Well, when I was about 5 or 6, I went into Beatty's, which was our local department store. It's kind of like a small John Lewis in Birkenhead.
Yeah.
And it's got an open sweet counter, and I stole a toffee.
Oh, a toffee thief. We've got a toffee thief. It's slightly better for our purposes than the man who forces his baby to steal shoes. Do you know what I mean? We can't in any way be seen to be giving the thumbs up to crime here, but the toffee thief, Richie, we can certainly have.
Excellent.
As
a lover of crime, what's like you?
Oh, man.
I'd love to be able to sing.
Well, Richie, are you around after 9 o'clock?
I will be.
Chris, put Richie on the list. We will give you a call, Richie, and you can sing happy birthday to Rav Wilding himself.
All good.
Cheers, boss. Speak to you later. There we go. If you're a criminal and you want to sing happy birthday to Rav Wilding, the super hunk from Crime Watch, could you give us a call? 0845 60 60973. And after 9 o'clock, we will phone him up and we will sing it to him. David!
Yes?
You're on the air.
Oh, I was just listening to the show. I got kind of lost.
Oh.
I think I was supposed to talk to you about lying animals or something.
Well, I don't know, were you?
I believe so. Someone else wanted me to mention something, so they said, sit by the phone and when he calls, talk about lying animals.
Who told you to mention? Who?
Her name is Cassie.
Cassie, so hang on. Cassie set you up?
Yes, apparently. I got volunteered. I don't mind.
You give up. Well, David, listen, I have to go to the travel. Stay there. Cathy has set David up. This is the bizarrest thing I've ever heard. 0845 60 6090973. We'll find out what David has to say to us after this. Amanda, is it Karen after the news?
It's Nikki Salmon tonight.
Yay!
Oh,
is she sober today?
Slightly.
Slightly sober. Yes. Okay, well, let's have the travel, please.
Okay, no worries. Let's start off with a look at the Chiswick area. There's still a crash closing off the high road heading into town at Heathfield Terrace, so that's looking busy in the area. Also, problems on the M40 away from town with delays from the M25 up towards Junction 2 at Beaconsfield because of a crash on the hard shoulder there. It's busy, too, in Hertfordshire. There's an accident on the A10. That's completely blocked now away from town in Hoddesdon around Amwell Street, so there are long delays on the approach to that. On the M25 Ken stretch, it's busy clockwise between Junction 2 at the A2 and Junction 3 at Swanley because a crash is still blocking off a lane and it's causing delays back into the Dartford Tunnel. Meanwhile, on the tubes, delays still on the Bakerloo line, but the rest of the tubes and the overground trains are running well. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update is in half an hour.
Come into work on a crowded train. You've paid a fortune for your season ticket. There's nowhere to park the car. You get on the train. It's running late. There's nowhere to sit. And you get groped while you're waiting on the damn thing. You then have a horrible day at work, working for a company you don't like, for a boss who's an incompetent idiot who's possibly verging on some kind of mental complaint. You then have a horrible lunch that you rush down, which you don't enjoy, from a sandwich where you're overcharged ridiculously by someone with a cup of coffee who doesn't even speak English, doesn't even understand what you're asking. You try to go to the post office and they've shut it for you. Then you get back on a train that's late. You get in, and it's pouring with rain, you get home, and no wonder you want a glass of wine. That is the reality.
So, just another perfect day then, Nick. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
Fly direct to New York with British Airways Club World, departing London Heathrow, arriving at JFK, via Rheims, Camembert, Dijon, the Loire, Châteauneuf-du-Pape, before heading east to Parma, 700 miles west to Serrano and Manchego, topping up at Porto, then hopping across the Atlantic to Mississippi. Start your holiday early and in style with fine food and drink from around the world. Fly British Airways Club World and you'll also experience our relaxing lounge and a flat bed, all before you arrive at your destination. For great offers like New York from £1,199 return, book by the 27th of November at BA.com. Travel from December. Conditions apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Hey, listen to this. This is good. Tickets for you and two mates. Now, that means three tickets, does it mean?
Three in total.
Three in total. You could win tickets for you and two mates, three in total, to the Rugby World Cup final. Now, I'm not a rugby fan, but I believe that this is the must-have ticket of the decade, isn't it? Isn't everybody fighting to get one of these? Aren't they going for a ridiculous amount of money on the eBay or something?
£1 million.
A million? Well, if that's not true, Alex, you've just got us in trouble.
Whoops.
Thank you. I don't think they're going for £1 million, but they're certainly going for a lot of money. Tickets for you and two mates, three in total, to the Rugby World Cup final to see England. Oh, we're in the final. I didn't know. Versus South Africa. In Paris, this Saturday, courtesy of Toshiba. Now, tomorrow morning is your chance to win these with Nick Ferrari at breakfast from 7 a.m. All you've got to do is listen out for Nick's rugby-related question and then text for your chance to win. You'll have to arrange your own transport, but we'll give you the tickets to one of the biggest matches in English sporting history, ladies and gentlemen. I can't say fairer than that. Anyway, back to David, who tricked you to come on, David?
Oh, her name is Cathy.
Cathy,
a wonderful person who loves to volunteer me for things.
Okay. Well, what else has she volunteered you for, David?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to lie about things to be entertaining.
Okay. No, but in that case, we don't want lies on this show. We only want the truth.
Okay, well, I've got a lot of little truthy bits here. I'm the research guy, and, you know, I have a computer in front of me, and
okay.
I know how to use it, so she wants me to find things for her sometimes.
She doesn't know how to use Google.
She knows the word Google.
Okay.
She knows the concept of Google.
Yeah, okay. Well, apparently Google... I didn't realise. Apparently Google is a Greek word.
I've heard of a Googleplex.
Yeah, well, that's a big number, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the largest possible
like the largest cinema in the world. But Google, as in, is a Greek word meaning to type in and look.
Well, then it makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Google it if you don't believe me. Google it if you... Google the word Google if you don't believe me.
Oh, don't do that.
Anyway, David...
Okay, it was about Cassie loves animals a great deal, and she took great offense at the fact that someone on this show was saying that they were incapable of lying.
What?
And being lying is kind of a complex thing to do, or behavior. She wanted me to tell you that that's not true, so I looked it up, and I had an example I gave her.
Well, hang on a second. I haven't got a clue what you're talking about, but I'm prepared to go further. Who was talking about animals lying?
Oh, dear God, I have no idea.
You've got totally the wrong show, possibly even the wrong station, David.
It could be the wrong country.
It could be. This is the United Kingdom. Hello.
Oh, crap, it is?
London calling. So,
OK, well, forget about lying animals for a second.
No, because I'm interested in this. Who would be crazy enough to say that animals can't lie?
I really couldn't tell
because
you.
Because my cat lies all the time. If my girlfriend gets up before me and feeds her, and then she goes to work, then I get up, my cat says, Ian, I didn't get fed there. And I go, are you sure? I definitely didn't get fed. I feed her, then I phone up Fandango. She says, oh, no, I fed her already. So my cat lies.
Are you sure it's not the drugs?
Well, she doesn't actually say it in, like, human words. She just does that thing of, like, you know, looking and nodding down and...
Ah, okay.
I'm just doing the... Hang on a second. Paul, was it you talking about lying animals?
It was, of course it was. Oh. Making a profound philosophical point, which that mad woman has completely misinterpreted.
What were you saying, Paul Ross, for goodness sakes?
I was saying animals can't lie for anything other than kind of immediate gain, like getting extra food.
Paul, how long have you been working in radio? Turn your flipping radio off!
But I'm driving, I haven't got hands free, and I'm half drunk.
Oh, you
lied unconvincingly. No, I'm turning it down.
Okay, turn it off. You know the rules. You know the rules. Just turn it off.
Unfortunately, I don't know how to turn off this radio.
Thing is, I believe that. I've seen you bumbling around the office.
I've had this car 2 years.
Yes.
Okay, and I can't turn off the radio.
Well, that makes sense.
I either have a CD on, or I have you on, or I have, you know, Nick Ferrari on very, very low indeed.
Yes. What were you saying about animals?
Well, you know how it is sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes you turn up to work and you think you've got 6 or 7 riveting topics and you cannot get arrested with them. And all people want to talk about was the football. So for some
you were on during the England game, man. I've done that. Yeah. Well done.
I went up a kind of verbal, philosophical cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought it through and I ended up saying animals can't lie.
Right. And David has called in to say that that's
lying.
Nonsense.
I was lying.
Well done. David, you're saying that that's nonsense because some woman has told you.
Well, no, I mean, he's got a good point. They do lie for immediate gain. For instance, a wolf will faint and then go the other way to kill an animal. A bird will pretend it has a broken wing to protect its eggs. But there is one case. Have you ever heard of Coco, the gorilla?
No.
No,
we haven't.
Oh, seriously, she's been 27 years trained. She knows about 1,000 signed words. She understands 2,000 words of spoken English.
Yeah.
It's a great experiment.
That's not an animal. That's a northerner.
Paul, don't bring your filthy regionalistic slurs onto this excellent show, for goodness sakes.
Anyway, at one point, she'd had a tantrum and ripped a steel sink out of the wall.
Yeah.
And she has a small kitten. It's a pet.
What?
And when they came in and asked
What's
her about it,
on?
She pointed to the kitten and said, Kitty did it.
Said the cat had done it. Paul,
yeah.
That's a man in a gold urn suit. That ain't accurate.
They used to do that in the 70s, didn't they? When they wanted a monkey, they just have a man dress up.
I've often wondered if that was Coco in that silly commercial you guys have over here now.
Paul, I bet you're wishing you hadn't bothered to phone up now, aren't you?
I thought you were traducing your excellent caller, because he did get it right. I was the fool who was just whittering away why would you say that on a Drive Time show, get into philosophical speculations about fellacious animals? I'm an idiot.
I don't know. I've never listened to your show, Paul. I must turn it on one day and see what happens.
You're missing nothing here.
But Paul, listen, I'll speak to you later. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Can we see if we can do a show one day without Paul Ross calling in? What is that all about? I think he thinks he gets paid extra for that. Look out, new bosses. Yeah, you're going to get an invoice from Mr. Paul Ross for another £500. Anyway, David, was there something else?
Yeah, there is, actually. I've been listening on the phone while I was on hold. You were talking about some storage on your computer?
Yes.
Okay, a song takes about 3.5 megs, so a gigabyte's about 300 songs, and a terabyte's about 300,000 songs.
How many? So that's like 30,000 albums?
A gigabyte's about 300, and a terabyte's about 300,000, so you can figure out how many songs are on an album, because that varies. If you download movies on the internet, a gig is about 1.5 movies, and a terabyte is about 1,400.
Wow.
Anyway, a couple of things.
Yes.
Pavlov's dog.
Yes.
What was its name?
Was it Nobby, or is that the HMV dog?
I have no idea what that is. It was Diamond. Oh. The thing about the ducks was imprinting. No one mentioned that.
Okay.
There was also the prison guards.
David, you need to call up at the end of the show and just clear up all the unfinished business. This is fantastic.
Well, I was bored. I was sitting here on hold, and I'm in front of the computer.
No, I like it. Go on.
Also, the thing you were talking about with conformity, I remember in a psych class, I had that teacher in the States who had all of her students separate themselves with blue-eyed children and brown-eyed children.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I think she ended up getting fired and everything like that. But same kind of thing, but that was on conformity.
Yeah.
Also, the emoticons, I took issue with that. I've been an online kind of person for a while.
You surprise me.
Well, there are times when you're speaking with someone and you really can't put things into words.
So you do a small yellow face that's got its tongue sticking out and it's cross-eyed.
It's silly.
Yeah,
But silly is nice sometimes. I mean, there are times when I've talked to someone who's had a really bad day, and you can type in asterisk, hug, asterisk, and it makes them feel better. Now, that's very silly, and I'm not an emotional person, but...
That does not make anyone feel better. That makes the other person go, oh, for
okay,
God's
now,
sake,
you're full of testosterone. Now, if you talk to a woman, they might find that a bit different.
David, I have to go, because we're going to a break. Let's see if any women find that different. David, thank you for that excellent call. Well done. Paul Ross, thank you. 0845 60 60973.
Buying a car is a giant decision, so make sure you do it the Car Giant way.
Giant choice.
Up to 5,000 cars in stock, thousands on display.
Giant savings.
Amazing low, low prices.
Giant quality.
All cars undergo a 114-point safety check.
Giant sight.
123-acre site in White City, London. Visit cargiant.co.uk. It's one of the best giant decisions you can make.
Car Giant. Giant choice. Giant savings.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
I was miles away. I wasn't ready. For some reason, I thought we were going into the news. So I was just sitting there idly drawing with the back of my pen circles on the desk. And I was miles away. And then suddenly, you're on! Flippin' heck. Let's go to Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hello, sir.
What can I do for you, boss? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm really tired, but I've had a shot of energy. And I'm kind of up at the moment. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah. I was really ringing in about sleeping in the pubs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got a local lady called Macy there. She runs it. We sleep over mainly on a Friday evening. We all have a drink and we get a lock-in. Obviously, you have to have the windows and everything like that shut.
Yes.
So the local people don't suss on to what you're doing.
Yes.
But, I mean, I stopped going because we had this... the lady, she used to get wrecked. Her name was Shelley. She used to stink.
Stinky Shelley.
Yeah.
Yes.
And with all the windows shut and everything like that, it just gets worse as the night goes on. So I've actually stopped going now.
Well, you stopped going to the lock-ins because of Stinky Shelley?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah. Wow. And, that's basically why I rang in.
Well, Gary, thanks for that. I don't have a clue what he was banging on about there. I wasn't talking about sleeping in pubs at night time. I was talking about sleeping in the pub in the daytime when there are people that want the seats. That's what I was talking about. It's Rory.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hey, hang on. This is Rory that came and filmed us.
Yeah. I finished the film today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and they like it. They like it. And Sarah's here as well. She likes it as well.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Ian.
Hello. It sounds like you're holding her prisoner, Rory.
Oh, no, really? Well, she looks a bit like that. But she was telling me... She was telling me about your ashtray thing.
Yes, where are all of London's ashtrays now?
Yeah, well, we know where Leeds ashtrays are.
Okay, go on.
I'm at the very end of the smoking ban in a pub in Leeds, on the night of at the end of the whole thing, the landlady,
yes,
she signed all the ashtrays with a black felt tip and gave them to the regulars as a gift.
Well, that's quite a nice thing to do.
It's lovely.
That is a lovely thing to do. But where are London's ashtrays?
I don't know. I think they were sent to Sheffield, as you said.
Yeah, and turned into a giant statue of a lung. I don't think the London landlords would have been quite as generous as that.
They probably wouldn't have. No, they would have sold it as sent it to Norway.
What's she banging on about?
She wants to know what you said about her. I don't know. He said that you were. It sounded like I was holding you prisoner.
It sounds like she's been drinking. What's going on, man?
She's eaten like swizzles. You know those swizzles, Matlows. Sort of rainbow drops things. She's had them in the cupboard for weeks, and they're gone stale. They don't taste very nice.
When can we see our film?
When it's published.
Here we go. Here comes the media nonsense. I knew it would come out. You seem too nice to be true, Rory. You're the same as all of them.
It's a really good film, and I like your show, and it's not defamatory at all. It's really.
I bet he makes me look like a complete bang. Rory, I have to go. Thanks for calling. So, okay, back to Sarah. Bye bye.
Bye.
0845 606 0973. More of your calls after the latest LBC News.
Hey, yo.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, England's Euro 2008 hopes take a kicking, Nick Clegg squares up for the Lib Dem leadership, and Tom Cruise's Top Gun at the London Film Festival. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Holly Holland. The Iron Curtain has fallen on England. Russia have beaten us 2-1 in their Euro 2008 qualifier in Moscow. England stay second in Group E, and know even a win over Croatia in their final match might not be enough to reach next summer's tournament. Head coach Steve McLaren admits it's not looking good.
Well, obviously, it puts us in a bad position. It's out of our hands. You know, we've got to rely on Israel getting a result against Russia next month. And then we take it from there. All we can concentrate on, we're not giving up.
Nick Clegg has become the second contender to join the race for the Lib Dem leadership. The Home Affairs spokesman will begin his campaign on Friday. Earlier, Chris Hume, the party's environment spokesman, declared his candidacy. Acting leader and MP for Twickenham, Vince Cable, has this advice for the next leader.
They're going to have a very thick skin because you get all kind of things thrown at you in this job. It's very hard work. You need a lot of stamina, so keep fit and keep cheerful and try and maintain a sense of humour, because that's often the scarcest commodity in politics.
Prosecutors in the trial of the Met police over the shooting of Jean-Charles de Menezes claim an image comparing him to a terrorist was dishonestly manipulated. The picture, likening the innocent Brazilian to Hussein Osman, claims to show the difficulties officers would have had in differentiating the two. The electrician was shot dead after he was mistaken for a suicide bomber at Stockwell Tube Station in 2005. A blanket 20-mile-per-hour speed limit in London's moved a step closer. The mayor's agreed to back calls for a reduction from 30 miles per hour if a study shows it's workable. Safety campaigners say it would save lives and remove the need for road humps. The deputy chair of the London Assembly, Brian Coleman, says he's been arguing with the mayor over their removal for years.
The mayor once accused me of wanting to kill children by removing road humps. Today, he said road humps didn't work. He's done a complete about face. I have to say, I'm not advocating a 20-mile-an-hour zone. It simply wouldn't work. It's a nonsense, 20-mile-an-hour zones. The police don't want to enforce them.
The BBC looks to be on a collision course with its staff over job cuts. Up to 2,800 positions are expected to go as part of cost-cutting measures. The exact details aren't released until tomorrow, but unions are widely expected to ballot for strike action. And this year's London Film Festival has Tom Cruise topping the bill. The Hollywood actors expected to be joined by Robert Redford and Meryl Streep for their film Lions for Lambs, which premieres in our city next Monday. Kicking off the event tonight is Eastern Promises, David Cronenberg's thriller starring Naomi Watts. In London's travel news, Chiswick High Road is closed, heading into town at Heathfield Terrace with an accident. Remember, if you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. In London's weather, cold overnight with skies clearing. There's a chance of frost during the early hours and there'll be lows of 4. You're with LBC, it's 8.03.
This is London's biggest conversation. LBC
97.3. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good Evening.
Okay, action-packed show. I'm full of beans. I don't know why. I was knackered. I haven't slept properly for, I don't know, the last 3 months. I keep waking up every 2 hours. But I'm full of beans. We'll go with it as long as we can, and maybe we'll have a little snooze break. Oh, yes, by the way, the thing we did yesterday, where people phoned up just to show off and then slammed the phone down, we're going to do that every Friday, I think. We're going to try it every Friday. So it's only taken us 10 months to come up with our first regular feature on the show. Wow. Wow. It's a good one, though. So we'll do that on Friday. Anyway, still looking for more criminals to phone up and serenade Rav Wilding from Crime Watch after 9 o'clock to sing happy birthday to him. If you're a criminal and you're up for the challenge, 0845 606 0973. You can use a different name if you're a if you want to. Say if you're a coward, but that's a little bit, you know, the fact you've broken a law means you've got some kind of cojones. And we don't want you to phone up and say, yeah, I mugged an old woman and broke her leg. We don't want that. Just, you know, I stole some sweets, I went 5 miles over the speed limits. Anything like that is fine. Not fine, obviously, we don't condone it, but it's fine for this purpose. 0845 6060973. No one has phoned in to say no, Ian. You're wrong about Kylie Minogue. She is an inspiration and a leading light for the young. I think she's rubbish. I think her songs are rubbish. I think she's quite pretty, but nothing special. And I, you know, well done for getting better and stuff. That's great. But why is she getting so much attention? I don't really understand that. If someone can explain it, 0845 6060973. Where are all of London's pubs' ashtrays gone? What's happened with them? And now, oh, that reminds me. Now, where is it? It's time for...
It's time. For today's topical topic.
It'd be funny, mate. What's that?
You said add some production.
Yes.
So I did.
No, what you did is you took this...
It's time for today's topical topic.
...and put really bad edits in it and crowbar music in so it goes...
It's time.
It's awful, mate. It feels like you're taking the mick out of it.
I was under pressure.
What pressure were you under?
To add production to it.
Well, anyway, it's time for today's topical topic. And today's topical topic is... like Chris and I, did you end up stuck in a pub with loads of people watching the football? Was not what we wanted. I got in really early. I got in an hour and a half early. I said, Chris, let's go to the pub. I'm a bit peckish. We'll get some chips. I'll buy you a drink. Soft drink. We will plan the show there. We'll have our production meeting there. So we went there. We had the crispiest chips ever. They were like crisps. They were like the last ones that from the fry. But it was full of people watching the football. And we got to the door and went, oh, nuts, there's a football match on, isn't there? Awful. So we were stuck in a pub watching the football. We were trying to have a production meeting. I use the term very, very loosely. A production meeting, we just tossed ideas back and forth. And slagged off people that we work with. That's pretty much all it was. That's all it was. But we were stuck in a pub surrounded by people cheering the football. And the football was getting louder and the people were getting louder. So were you stuck somewhere watching the football when you didn't want to be? Were you tricked into going to watch the football by friends? Did it mean you got to leave work early, but you had to go and watch the football? Where were you when the football was on? Get this right. Chris, tell the listener what you told me about when you were young and you used to watch football matches.
That I kind of felt that I had to because all my mates were watching them.
Right.
And so I would just kind of stand there and just, like, watch a little bit and try and memorise that bit so I'd have something to talk about afterwards.
This is in pubs, yeah? You'd be in pubs and you'd be trying to memorise bits of football so you could talk to people about it.
Yeah, so I'd look cool.
I've been round to friends' houses and watched, like, FA Cup finals and stuff and gone, yes! Come on! Whoa! All right, that was good, yeah.
Even when you were losing?
I don't know. I remember cheering Arsenal on a lot because friends of mine liked Arsenal. I don't know. So, have you ever... today specifically... but we can be more generalistic if it involves the past. But today, were you stuck somewhere watching the football and you didn't want to be there? 0845 6060973. It's Campo!
You're right, mate.
Hey, Mr. Campo, how you doing?
How you been up to?
I've been up to good.
I mean, how have you been?
Oh, I have been good, yes.
Yeah, you've been on Rainbow a lot, I see.
I've been on Rainbow 6. I just got my Xbox Elite today.
Oh, that's probably why you can't sleep.
Yeah, well, I've only just got it today, so it's a freebie, and I need to get the disc from Microsoft that transfers all the stuff from the Xbox to that. But yes, I've been playing Rainbow Six. I was playing Battlestar Galactica today as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, old school. It's 5 years old, that game, 4 years old.
Yeah.
It's rubbish.
Right. Well, I was phoning up about your terabyte situation.
Yes.
1 terabyte means 1,000 gigabyte.
Right.
So if you look at your iPod at the moment, what have you got, like a 40 gig one?
I think I've got an 80, haven't I? Could I have an 80? Is that possible?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay.
If you think that there's like 190 songs per gigabyte.
Right.
So for a terabyte, there should be, you should be able to get about 190,000 songs on that.
And that's got to be about 15,000 albums.
It's 10,000 albums if the albums have like 19 songs on them.
19 songs?
Yeah.
What album has 19 songs on?
Well, another radio station's new album has a.
Oh, I don't want to know about their rubbish. I don't want to know about their rubbish. We should. When is it? LBC should bring an album out. Because you always get these. The hits from Kiss. Or Hearts. Love song. Why doesn't LBC release an album of, like, talking music?
Yeah, you could fill up a few Barry.
Yeah, a bit of Barry, but with some. You could have. Hang on a minute. You could have this kind of music on there. Hang on, let me get some. We could have this kind of stuff on there. Or you could have a bit of. Hang on. Those songs start exactly the same way. This is Diagnosis Murder. And this is Domestic Fun. No, it's kind of similar. I'm probably all right just going for the 750, am I?
Yeah, you'd be fine with that.
Okay. I'm going to get a Mac. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it. I'm making the change. I just need to get this new Leopard operating system or something, I think.
That's out in a few days, I think.
I think it's
might already be out.
It's out in about a week, I think, and I'm going to buy it and do it, and it will be good. I don't know what I'm saying, Mr. Campbell.
Just don't order it online and get it delivered by Royal Mail.
Nuts to Royal Mail. I finally got all of my posts today. A big, thick bundle. I say all of it. I didn't get my Showtime DVD from Blockbuster yet. That's got lost. But I a big, thick bundle of posts. I just thought, you lazy bunch of layabouts. You've been sitting on this post for absolutely ages. Oh, I'm angry again now. Campo, listen, thank you for that.
All right, no worries.
May see you later on. Bye-bye.
Yep.
I play against him online on the Xbox 360. It's a lot of fun. I recommend you get one. Yeah, all my posts turned up today. Big, thick pile of it. And apart from the Showtime DVD starring Robert De Niro, Eddie Murphy and William Shatner. That's got lost. So I've had to go on to Blockbuster online and register that as lost. I've registered 6 DVDs as lost in the last month. They're going to stop sending them to me. Sam's in Slough. Hello, Sam.
Hey, mate, how are you doing?
I'm angry again because I've just been thinking about Royal Mail, but I'll calm down.
I'll tell you what, though, I must say, my girlfriend, she's an assistant manager at the Blockbuster in Twickenham.
Oh, yeah.
When I told her that you were getting free rentals on the, you know, on the online, oh, she should have seen the scowl on her face.
Oh, really? Why?
Very cross.
Why?
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 You're defrauding her company. You're taking money out of her pocket.
No, I'm not defrauding it.
I think was her company.
I'm not defrauding it. Is that what she said?
Well, more or less.
They gave it to me.
Oh, really? I thought it expired and then you just...
Well, no.
Or is that...
No. Well, let me explain. Blockbuster Online, you can order... You pay a fee and a month and you get, like, 3 DVDs or whatever. I did, a few years ago, I did a hideous, hideous corporate thing where I was desperate for money and I sat in a tiny, tiny studio, like a fifth of the size of this, all day, and every 15 minutes I had another link-up with another radio station. And I had to talk about a survey that had been done about films. And I'd say, and this survey was done by blockbuster.co.uk. And I did this for ages and ages. And part of my payment, well, as a gift, they said, oh, we're going to give you a year's free rental. Fantastic. And yes, that was about 4 years ago. But so what? Your girlfriend's irritated me, Sam.
What, really? Well, how so?
Well, but by accusing me of being a thief.
But that isn't that sense to what you are. You just admitted it live on the radio.
I'm not a thief, sir. It's Blockbuster, a slapdash. I'm pointing out the holes in their system.
Well, that's also true, isn't it?
Exactly. Hey, listen, man. I've known you for years. I've never met him. Let's not fall out over a chick.
No, well, quite right.
Exactly. Come on, brother.
Friends are more important.
Yeah, friends are... Right. Bros, not hoes.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a phrase I heard on Jeremy Kyle today.
Class.
Yeah, Jeremy Kyle actually said, bros, not hoes.
who does he think he is?
Jeremy Kyle had a row with a boy. They allow kids on Kyle now. They run out of adults that go on there. And so they had these 17-year-old kids on there, and one of them looked 12, and he got this woman pregnant, this girl pregnant. And this 17-year-old boy came out and was dissing Kyle. He said, Kyle, you're an idiot, man. And Carl started going, I'm not scared of you. And he was having a row with a kid. Brilliant.
I think you should do security for Jeremy, Carl. You know, like Jerry Springer.
Yes. Yeah, I'd love to go there. Anyway, Sam, that's not what you called in about. Sorry.
Not at all, actually.
Go on.
I was going to see if you knew. I was thinking I was going to take the strings off of my guitar tonight.
Yeah.
Because apparently, if you take them off, if they're a bit old and worn out, you take them off and you can boil them.
What?
And it gets all the kind of all the muck off the strings, and when you put them on again, it's like they're brand new.
You boil guitar strings to make them brand new?
Apparently so. Yeah. Apparently, it restores them. It gets all the gunk and all the kind of.
I have never ever. Ever heard that in my life, and I've hung out with guitar players and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, I sort of knocked around with birds and stuff, yeah, that was always one of those things where I wonder if that's true. I was going to try it tonight.
I know you can get a stick that you can rub on the strings that kind of cleans them up a bit, and I know that when you do put on a new set of strings, it's like it's a joy to play.
It really is.
Sam, are you going to do this tonight?
Well, I think so, yeah. I've already taken them off, so they'll either go in the pan or in the bin.
Sam, you have to... Listen, you have to do this for us. Can you do it?
Okay,
Can we call you back in about an hour's time and find out what happened?
Certainly, yeah,
Sam,
by all means.
We will speak to you at about quarter past nine.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Cheers, fella. Speak to you later on. Well, that's exciting. That'll keep the kids listening. 0845 6060 973. So after nine, we're singing Happy Birthday to Rav. And we're going to find out whether Sam's strings actually work when they're boiled. It's the travel news now. It's Nikki Selman.
Thank you very much. Well, Chiswick High Road is closed both ways at Heathfield Terrace with an accident. It's causing long queues in both directions. If you're there and you want to give me an update, 08000 68 60 80 is the jam line number. If you're heading away from town on the M40, there's slow past an accident, which is actually all on the hard shoulder, but it's left a lot of debris on the carriageway between Junction 1A, that's the M25, and Junction 2 for Beaconsfield. Been hearing about problems in Station Road in Harrow. Thanks for your jam line updates on this one. Looks like there's some roadwork set up, causing some big queues around the Kenton roundabouts. The A5 Edgware Road still closed off both ways through Raider Vale for repairs after that burst water main. And there are problems on the A10 through Hoddesdon. Looks like there's an accident closing the entire A10 northbound around Amwell Street. The M1 into town, there's an accident in the roadworks between Junction 10 for Luton Airport and Junction 9 for the A5. And out on the M25 clockwise, one lane blocked between Junction 2 for the A2 and Junction 3 for Swanley with an accident causing patchy queues back towards the Dartford Tunnel toll booths. BBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
The final contenders for the London mayoral candidacy are in, and it looks like the fight for the biggest job in London could go all the way. Hear the mayor, Ken Livingstone, answer the questions that matter when he joins Nick Ferrari tomorrow morning. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two, but I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies, I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived, and Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors, so please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. Okay, we'll have a recap after half eight of what we're talking about. Don't forget, I keep saying this, but no one takes me up on the offer. Maybe they're scared to. You can call in about anything, really. You know, don't be... restricted to what I've thrown out. What? Hey, why should I speak? For I know nothing. 0845 6060 973. We are looking for criminals. Samantha, are you a crook?
I'm afraid I am.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, do you remember I told you I got spent a night in a police cell?
Oh, yeah.
That was actually for something I didn't do, but I must confess to a crime, yeah. And it's been the cause of many, many sleepless nights.
Okay, confess to me, Samantha.
I walked out of Argos with a pen.
Oh, we got one of them stinking pen thieves.
I'm so ashamed, Ian. I'm so ashamed. But you know what? Confession is good for the soul, yeah. And I feel like I've shared with you now.
Okay, right. Well, listen, Samantha, are you prepared to rub your crime in the face of law itself and sing Happy Birthday to Rav Wilding from Crime Watch?
I will hold my hand up and take my punishment.
Well, I don't think he's going to spank you or anything, Samantha. I know he's a good-looking fella, but we're not going to...
That's my evening ruined.
And if he is going to do it, I'm first in queue, all right, girlfriends? Samantha, we'll speak to you after nine.
Okay.
Thank you, bye-bye. There we go, 0845 60 60 973. We're not condoning crime, But we do want criminals to phone up and sing Happy Birthday to Rav from Crime Watch after 9 o'clock. That's if we can get hold of him. We're having trouble getting hold of him, which is... what the hell? What the hell? If we can't get hold of him, we'll give his number out live on air and you can get hold of him in your own time. Imagine if we did that. We'd get in trouble for that one. Would we get in trouble for giving out Rav Wilding's phone number, Chris, do you think?
No, but we might be on Crime Watch.
In that case... Ever look at this lanky muppet? He gave out my phone number on the radio and he thought it was funny. Well, guess what? It isn't. I've had loads of phone calls and some of them have been rude.
And look at his shoes.
Oh, I do like Rav. He's a good lad, isn't he? I hope he's not listening to this. I'll be in terrible trouble. Rob is in the Chislehurst.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I want to know where you got that domestic fund from.
It's a good bit of music, isn't it?
I love it.
Someone sent it in to me.
I was hoping you'd say it was on your iPod.
No, someone sent it in to me. It's on the computer, and I have no idea where you could find it from.
Oh, that's all right. I'll have to ring up and ask Alan Joyce.
Yeah, Alan Joyce will know, yes.
All right, mate. Okay.
Is that it?
Well, I can make some stuff up if you want.
I wouldn't bother. Thank you. Boy. Long time no speak. It's Eduardo.
Hello, brother.
Hey, brother, how's it going?
I'm in the car.
So what? I was mourning... seeing as you haven't phoned for a while, I was mourning the loss of some of our other callers today. Have a listen to this. This is the list I've come up with of callers who haven't called in for a while.
Go on, then.
Graham?
Yeah, Graham.
He's probably dead.
Probably.
Graham. Bob Dylan...
I hated Bob Dylan.
I did as well. It's rubbish.
I've hated Bob Dylan. You know what? Every time you see... I'm going to talk about me for a bit.
Well, I've not finished the list.
But can I put this poignant?
Is it about Bob Dylan?
It is.
Okay, go on.
I was singing in a pub, I forget the name, in Paddington, in a Saturday afternoon, on the way back, there were fans travelling back to Wales, rugby fans, and when I sang a Bob Dylan song, The Times Are A-Changing, they started throwing coins at me.
And you blame that on Bob Dylan himself, do you?
I blame that on Bob Dylan.
There's that new film coming out where 8 people play Bob Dylan.
Is there?
Including a woman.
I won't be watching it.
Nah.
It sounds like it's something that they might show at the Renoir.
Yes. A-Rab?
I'm your ABC all-place. What?
A-Rab hasn't called in?
Yes, boss.
Hang on, that's Roland Ratt we're doing.
Yeah.
Neil the cabbie hasn't called in.
Oh, yeah, I like Neil.
I like Neil. Do you remember that sandwich? Who was the sandwich guy from... was it Jim from Texas? He hasn't called in.
Funny, that.
Yeah, none of these people have called in, and I kind of miss them. If any of them are listening, do give us a call. It'd be nice to talk to you.
It'd be nice to hear them again.
Yeah, it would be nice. Apart from Graham.
Graham.
Didn't like him. Anyway, Eduardo, what can I do for you on this fantastic evening?
I've got to put you straight on something.
Yes?
Kylie.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Yep, she's rubbish.
No, listen, her music's crap, that's fair enough, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's never pretended to be anything other than crap.
But it's not even good pop music. It's not even... It doesn't have the qualities of good pop music. It's nothing.
No, but look, put your hand on your heart and tell me... That's a good song.
No, it's not.
It's all catchy, but it's more... Kylie is like a sex goddess.
Right. And she's not, though. She looks like... She's not a sex goddess.
But she is. She's got the most perfect figure in the whole world.
No, she hasn't. She's got no bum, she's got a small bust, and she's too skinny.
I like a size 00.
No. I like a woman... You know, most men like a little bit of chunk.
No, I don't like fat birds.
I'm not... Eduardo, I'm not talking about like fat ladies. I'm saying a bit of chunk, a bit of shape.
No, I do like that Kate Moss look.
Oh God, she's very pretty, Kate Moss. But that's it.
Have you met Kate Moss?
No.
Shame.
Yeah. Anyway, right. Go on.
Stealing things.
Yes.
Now I want to go. I want to sing Happy Birthday to Rav because I am a bona fide criminal.
What have you done?
In as much as if you accidentally, you've got to do this on a Sunday, and it's got to be at like a Sainsbury's or a Tesco's or any major supermarket.
Yes.
If you want a copy of The Spectator or The Private Eye...
Oh, yeah.
...accidentally let it find its way into the paper.
Oh,
the magazines, and, you know, they're not news agents. They're just shop assistants there,
yeah.
So they don't know the difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't remember the last time I paid for The Private Eye.
So you're a spectator thief?
I'm a current thief.
No, but the magazine... Well, let's put private eye thief. Okay, so far...
But that's respect. It's white collar.
Okay, but so far, in our choir, we have a shoe thief, a toffee thief, a pen thief, and now a private eye thief.
Stroke spectator.
Stroke spectator.
And a new scientist, occasionally. I feel like I need something for the coffee table if someone's coming around.
Okay, well, Eduardo, can we call you back after nine?
I will be... Yes, of course you can.
Good lad, thank you. Oh, dear. Right, so looking for... If we can get another six criminals, that would be great. But four is all right. Four is not bad. But we'll be singing Happy Birthday to Rav from Crime Watch. 0845-6060-973. It's Susanna in the Clapham.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Susanna.
Ian,
hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Okay.
But I'm a bit angry.
Why, what's wrong, my dear?
Oh, I was in the hairdressers.
Yeah.
Well, the football was on.
Oh, no. Well, I'm assuming they didn't have it on in there.
Well, they did. They had it at the back.
On the telly?
Yeah.
Right.
And they were doing my streets, putting the foils in, and guess what?
Go
all
on.
Of a sudden, when England scored, they all disappeared.
Oh, well, first of all, there's no point in that because they've just missed the goal, so there's nothing to see, and there won't be another goal for quite a while. But they just left you there.
They just left us there, about four of us. But the funny thing was,
yeah,
they wasn't gone for just a minute. They were gone for, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
So I was really peeved.
Are you a fan of football, Susanna?
Yeah, but... Yes.
Well, you could have nipped off back and had a quick look yourself then, couldn't you?
I could have, but I'd look a bit stupid. I had foils in one side and the other side of my hair looked...
What does the foil do? I've seen women with
streaks.
The foil...
Right. Putting blonde streaks in my hair because I'm a brunette and now I've got...
But so how does the foil... What does the foil do then?
No, just to keep the bleach from touching the rest of your hair.
Oh, I see. It's a protective.
It helps kind of cement it, you know, to enhance it.
Right, I see. So you were stuck in a hairdresser's chair whilst your hairdresser naffed off to watch the football.
Yeah.
And that's disgusting.
Isn't Bruno out of order? Can you just tell him he's out of order?
His name's not really Bruno.
He is.
No, he's not called Bruno.
He is. He's a Turkish guy.
No one is called Bruno. Oh, well, okay. The next hour and a half, can we actually find five people who are genuinely called Bruno? I don't believe they exist. I do not believe they exist. Susanna, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Bye bye. There we go. That's genuine. I want to find five people called Bruno. God, we're just trying to shows all over the place tonight. I don't care though. 0845-6060-973. Are you called Bruno? And are you? What I really want. This is what I really, really want. Five toddlers called Bruno. If you're a parent and you've got a child under the age of five called Bruno, do give me a call and explain yourself, because that is just weird, man. That is weird. Chris, can we take a note? I want five parents who've called their children Bruno.
What if Bruno Brooks calls in?
Oh, I don't want to talk to him. Don't put him through.
Oh.
That's history. I don't want to... Don't put him through. Well, no.
Huh?
Bruno, no. What do you think, Alex?
What about Frank Bruno? What was it? Only first name.
Of course it's only first names.
No, Bruno Brooks.
Should we let Bruno Brooks through?
No, I wouldn't.
No, don't let Bruno Brooks through.
Sorry, Bruno,
he
said no.
Oh, he was on the... April!
Hello.
Hello, April.
Yeah, I was talking to my mate on the phone.
What's wrong with your voice?
Oh, sorry, I was just clearing my throat.
Have you got a sore throat or something? You sound a bit husky.
No, well, smoking.
Oh, smoking.
Yeah.
Did you steal any ashtrays from pubs?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Loads, yeah.
A good girl, well done. Isn't that might as well?
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I've grown now, I've changed.
I bet you have. Yeah. At last. Right, so, what have you got for us, April?
Well, I was talking to my friend on the phone.
Yes.
And I said to her, you've been watching the soaps?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah. So I said, don't tell me what happens.
Right.
And she was like, okay. And then she just, like, proceeds to tell me what's going to happen in Coronation Street.
Oh.
Totally ruined it for me.
I hate it when people do
totally.
That. Totally. I like watching Lost, and if anyone has seen an episode of Lost before, but don't tell me what happens, or I won't. But there's a brilliant bit where Locke gets shot. Oh, well, what... Why did you tell me that for? April, what's your friend's name? Let's out her.
No.
Go on, tell me.
No.
Tell me.
Sonia.
Sonia, you are a selfish mare. April, I've got to go. Thank you for that.
See ya.
There we go. Sonia. 0845-6060-973. We'll speak to Kenny after the latest LBC News.
Ding dong. I say, looking for a new pad to buy or rent in the capital? Then open the right doors with rightmove.co.uk, the UK's number one property website. From renting a studio to buying a muse house, they add a rather impressive 2,500 properties every day. So, if you're hunting for a home to buy or rent in London, open the right doors at rightmove.co.uk for properties with a little more. Ding dong.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30, I'm Holly Holland. After losing 2-1 against Russia in Moscow, England are relying on other results going their way in Group E of the Euro 2008 qualifiers. We'll be out if the Russians win their remaining games against Israel and Andorra, and if Croatia beat Macedonia before they come to Wembley on November 21st. It's Chris Huhne versus Nick Clegg so far in the contest to become the next leader of the Liberal Democrats. Mr Huhne, the party's environment spokesman, was first out of the traps, and Mr Clegg, the Home Affairs spokesman, says he'll begin his campaign on Friday. There's a new twist in the trial of the Metropolitan Police over the Jean-Charles Domenez's shooting at Stockwell Tube Station. Prosecutors claim a crucial picture used by lawyers defending the force was dishonestly manipulated. It compares the innocent Brazilian to terrorist Hussein Osman and has been used to show the difficulties officers would have had in differentiating the two. And Star Wars movie mastermind George Lucas is planning a live-action TV series spin-off of the film franchise. He's told the Los Angeles Times he's just begun work on the series, but it won't include the film's major characters like Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader. In London's travel news, Chiswick High Road is closed both ways at Heathfield Terrace with an accident. And in London's weather, cold overnight with skies clearing and there'll be a chance of frost during the early hours and lows of 4 degrees Celsius. You with LBC, it's 8:31.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
The fun we are having here. Anxious Man has sent me an email. Anxious Man hasn't called in for a while. Ian, when you get home, could you find the time to write a quick 600-word essay on how the film Desperately Seeking Susan communicates ideas of freedom and repression through its images and send it to me? Nice one, Anxious Man. I haven't seen it, Anxious. I would do that. I haven't seen it, though. 600 words isn't much, was that? That side and half of A4? Nothing. You can do that. Good lad. Kenny!
Hello, mate.
Hey, Kenny.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Who are these little pretender criminals? I nicked a pen. Well, that's not criminal.
Kenny, what you done?
Try criminal damage.
Well, hang on. What have you done?
That's a proper... it's a good bit of criminal damage. And I think I should have been rewarded, not done.
Well, hang on a second. We've got to be very careful here. We can't condone anything. What did you do, Kenny?
Well, it's a good... Well, you know traffic wardens, right?
Oh, God. Here we go. Yes.
No, I didn't hit. I didn't hurt anyone.
Right.
No, it's not nasty. Well, it's quite good, actually. I've popped into my old work to pick up some wages.
And parked illegally.
Well, I wouldn't say parked illegally.
Well, did you park where you were supposed to park?
I parked where I was supposed to park, but I didn't put a ticket on, so I was literally running in and out.
So you parked illegally. Carry on.
Well, I've run in literally 2 minutes, run out.
Doesn't matter, it's illegal, yeah.
So and he's ticketed me. And okay. I said to him, mate,
well done.
You meant to give 5 minutes.
Right.
No, I'm not. I suggest you are. Had a big argument.
Right.
Fair enough, he's given me a ticket, so I'd have you. You're taking it, right?
Right.
About a week later, I'm in work.
Are they supposed to give you 5 minutes?
They're meant to, but apparently they changed the law.
Because if you've parked illegally, they can give you a ticket.
No, but it's not parked illegally. Well, they're meant to give you 5 minutes to say you're going to go and get changed.
Well, you weren't. You were going indoors to get your wages.
All right, well, anyway, we're not talking about if I'm right or wrong. We're talking about...
But you are wrong, but carry on.
Okay. So I've got a crook lock, which is a little. Mm. It's like a little lock that goes on motorbike wheels,
right,
where it's to stop people nicking them.
Right.
Now he's one of these little moped fellas, right, that go around. So I've run out when he's doing the ticketing and locked his front wheel.
Oh, for goodness sake! Why did you do? Alex is laughing. I'm not laughing. Why did you do that?
Mate, I'm not being funny. Come on, he's a traffic warden.
Right, but they're just doing a job.
If you want people to be nice to you, go and work in old people's home. Don't be a traffic warden.
Right. Are you prepared to come on after 9 o'clock and sing happy birthday to Rav?
All day.
Yeah, what?
Of course I will.
Good lad. He's on the list. He kidnapped a traffic warden. You're on the list. Okay. Anything else?
No. Oh, there's other things, but I don't really want to go into it, you know. little things.
No, not other crimes, you muppet. Anything else you called in about?
Oh, yeah, I did...
he's a proper gangster, isn't he? He's murdered... He's got someone under his floorboards, this fella.
There's a few names on the list, but no. I did actually, when the football was on, I was in... after the football, I was in William Hill picking up 150 quid winnings.
Hang on, what did you bet on? That we'd lose 2-1?
No, that we'd lose. Okay. 2-1 to Russia. Yeah. I knew we'd lose because John Terry weren't playing.
Okay. Kenny, I'm going to have to go because we're actually talking about the technicalities of football. Chris, put him on the list. We'll call him up after 9 o'clock. He's singing Happy Birthday to Rav. We've got five people. A shoe thief, a toffee thief, a pen thief, a private eye spectator thief, and a man who kidnapped a traffic warden. Got to keep saying it. We don't condone the crimes. It's all very bad and very naughty.
What are their names?
I told you to write it down.
I've only got four.
Joe, Richie, Samantha, Eduardo and Kenny.
I'm missing Joe.
He's the very, very first one.
Right.
Anyway, we were talking about the football, but only asking, were you trapped somewhere today while the football was on? I was trapped in a pub. We're trying to have a production meeting and a little bit of a lunch. And the football was on. We had a lady phone up. She was stuck in a hairdresser's chair. Were you trapped while the football was on today? 0845 60 60 973. Gary!
Good evening!
Good evening, Gary.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Good. You mentioned...
Here we go. We've got an email from Johnny. Ian, why are you so unbelievably hyped up whilst presenting your programmes? Can't you calm down a bit?
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to most of LBC's programmes, but I have to say that in the evenings, at a time when I would have thought that most listeners would have preferred to listen to a more relaxed approach, there you are, presenting in such a frantic manner. Sorry, but I, for one, can't take it, so I have no alternative but to switch you off and tune to a different station. Classic FM, for example. Far more relaxing. John Prestwich, I've been here for 2.5 years. He's only just realised I get a little bit hyper and frantic when I'm doing a show. He's only just realised that, Gary.
But at least he's had the good sense to say, I'll be tuning my radio, which I have the perfect right to do, to another radio station.
Well done.
He's not claiming that you should leave LBC and that LBC is his birthright.
Exactly. And well done. Well done him for letting me know. Well done for doing that and for letting me know.
For everyone that goes, three more come back.
If only that were true, Gary.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's not. But thank you, John Prestwich. Good lad. Well done.
Well done.
Anyway, Gareth.
I rang... connection with Bruno Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you mentioned him. Now, I remember Bruno Brooks from his days on another radio station.
Yeah.
And I have this...
I'm Bruno Brooks.
Bruno Brooks.
I'm Bruno Brooks.
Indeed. I'm Bruno... And he had long and a mullet, didn't he?
Yeah, a mullet. I'm Bruno Brooks.
And was he married to Anthea Turner?
He was for a while, yeah.
Yeah. I remember he used to do this thing on his show where he used to do a countdown of song lyrics that sounded wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? There was a Bryan Adams song where... it was supposed to be sunlight shining in the stars or something, and it sounded like your bra strap shining in the stars.
Brilliant, yeah. He did a
top 10 every couple of weeks.
Okay.
I just wondered whether any of your listeners could remember any of them. I can't, other than that one. But
I can remember one. I think one went a little bit like this.
Again?
Yeah.
Again?
You're taking us into 1980s local radio, Gary.
Well... I'm trying.
Although I must admit, in the old days, before you were my producer, when I had a lady producer, we did a whole show about misheard song lyrics, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, but I'm not trying to suggest that you read. I'm just saying I remember it. You mentioned Bruno. Left me there. Right, okay, I got one more. What else were you talking about a minute ago?
Oh, Gary, you muffed up that call tonight, mate. You totally muffed it up. Sean's in the Woking. Hello, Sean.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
Too frantic, apparently.
Yeah, well, go to Classic FM then.
Yeah, exactly, I will. Well, yes, he should, yes.
Yeah, well, what about you? Maybe it'll teach you to calm down.
Maybe I do. I tell you why I'm so hyper tonight, and I'm more hyper than normal. It's because I'm really, really tired. So I seem to have had this kind of fake adrenaline burst that... Well, not a fake one, it's a genuine adrenaline burst that's seeing me through it, which
either
is good.
That or Red Bull.
Oh, I don't touch that stuff.
No.
I had a horrible night in a nightclub in San Francisco drinking Red Bull and vodka.
Oh, dear.
Oh, just knocking them back because it was milkshake kind of thing. Oh, no, never again, never again.
The reason for the call, Ian?
Yes.
You were saying a couple of calls ago that you hate it when people ruin TV shows for you.
Yes.
You did that to me, right?
Ooh, You be now, Sean. You be very, very careful how this conversation goes, because I'm normally excellent at not ruining TV shows for people.
The only thing I may concede on,
yes,
is it could have been Daisy Donovan.
It was Daisy Donovan. It was about Sixth Sense, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, yeah, I remember it perfectly. Was it in this show? Or was it on a trailer? I can't remember.
It was on your show.
It was on the show. Yeah. And I think it was on a compilation show that we used to put on a Sunday night. I'm not sure.
I'd lined up for the weekend to get the video and watch the film, because everyone had been banging on about how great it was.
Yeah.
And, well, you did it for me.
But that was quite a while after Sixth Sense had come out, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I'm not one of these film buffs. I don't sort of rush out to see films, and people have been banging on about it for ages, so I thought, all right, then I'll get the video. And I hadn't heard what the end was, believe it or not.
For anyone who hasn't seen the film The Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis is a ghost.
He's a ghost,
yeah. He's a ghost in it, yeah.
Yeah, he's a ghost. And one other thing, I still haven't got that Morgan CD.
Did I say I was going to send it to you?
You did.
Did I?
Yeah, you suggested...
Oh,
very subliminally,
yeah.
That I should email my name and address to, and I did. And
Sean, can you email again and put in the subject Morgan CD?
Okay.
I know, you will have it by the end of next week.
IAIN, isn't it?
LBC.co.uk.
I will do, mate.
Sean, you will have it, sir.
Good,
mate. I shall be listening to that this weekend. I forgot about that. Good lad. Cheers, Sean.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Paul is in the Canary Wharf. Hello, Paul.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
Good form tonight, Paul. Good form.
You sound very well, sir. Very well.
Thank you.
Yes, you've not been doing any electrics lately, then I take it.
Electrics?
Yeah. It wasn't last time. One time we spoke, you just blew yourself up to undo your electric socket or something.
Oh, that was the light, wasn't it?
The light socket, yeah.
The light out the front. I tried to take the bulb out, and it gave me a shock. No, I have a new light at the front of my flat now. One of these sensor lights.
That was a long time ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't that one. No, you're obviously good with electrics, aren't you?
After I blew myself up in Greece, I know that, plugging something in. I don't remember that, but I can believe it. I'm not denying it. Yes, it probably happened.
Just steer clear of electrics. Well, I regaled a story of where I put some silver foil around a light bulb fitting, and it...
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, you idiot. That was stupid. At least I was... what I was doing was, you know, kind of sensible.
Yeah,
I can't remember what I did that...
I can't remember who it was exactly now, but it was a while ago.
There was something, yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Anyway, another thing. What happened to Chabby Vicky? Have you heard from her lately?
She calls in from time to time. She was on a few weeks ago, I think, at some point.
Oh, I miss her. She's nice.
Yeah, she was nice. Yeah, she's... Well, yes, there's a lot of callers have stopped calling in. I don't know why. I don't know. What can I say?
I don't know. I'm afraid she's getting too many good new ones, perhaps.
We're getting lots of good new ones, but it's kind of a shifting thing, isn't it? Some people phone a lot, some people disappear for ages.
Yeah, possibly. Anyway, the reason I actually did phone in about this criminality malarkey...
Yes.
Well, it started off, I said that about 2 years ago when I was near a wee nipper, there was a thing where I wanted... do you remember the saint, Simon Templar?
Oh, Simon Templar the saint, yes. Roger Moore?
Yeah, he had a... No, the one after him.
Oh, Ian Ogilvy.
Ian Ogilvy, yeah.
Yeah.
He had a model of a Jaguar XJS.
Right.
A little similar, and I couldn't afford it. It was in Woolworths, so I took the price off of it and swapped over for another one.
Right.
And I paid, because in Woolworths in those days you had little peely sticker labels that you could swap over.
Right.
So I bought that at a cheaper price. That was the first thing. Then you were talking about nicking ashtrays.
Yeah.
And my friend decided he wanted a...
So can I put... Sorry, Paul. For that last one, can I put down that you stole a car?
Yeah.
Can I do... Because I must admit, the crimes you've got so far are a little bit rubbish, so I'm going to say you stole a car, if that's okay.
That's great. That's
okay.
Right. I've no potential employees are listening to this.
No.
Employees, you know. Okay, right. The second one was... My friend decided that he wanted this ice bucket in a local pub, in a village where I live.
Yeah.
I'm not from Henry's part. There's these ice buckets, and they used to put the plants in them in the conservatories at the back. And anyway, he decided he wanted his ice bucket, so he went back and got that, which was rather hilarious. We all laugh a lot. But he had in this was this huge, great big plant, a big like a rubber plant thing.
Yeah.
So he ended up nicking that, and I went back and got the plant. So he ended up walking out of the pub with a big plant and an ice bucket.
I'm going to say you stole a tree as well. So stole a car and stole a tree. Paul, are you free after 9 o'clock?
I'd love to be free.
Sir, yep. We will call you back. Thank you for that, Paul. Chris, have you managed to get hold of Rav yet?
No, I thought you were just going to wing it.
No, you've got to phone him up and let him know. You can't just phone up. You can't just do that, for goodness. No, phone him up and let him know. Don't let him know that we've got criminals. Don't let him know that. Let him know that we'd like, as a tribute to him, for being one of Britain's greatest crime-based presenters and also an ex-copper, We'd like to sing happy birthday to him.
Do you want to say all that?
Yes. Say that your girlfriend fancies him and has got a picture of him all muscular. Say that you thought he was a bit buff as well. And say that we'd like to, some of the listeners would like to show their appreciation for all the crimes he's solved by singing happy birthday to him. Don't mention they're criminals.
If I say all that, you won't come on.
Well, just phone him up and do it. I thought you'd sorted this out. I thought this is pre-production stuff. Oh, man alive. Who knows? This may all be a design. The very least, we'll leave a message on his answer phone. I mean, we'll do that, but we'll see. Right. 0845 606090. Oh, Andy?
Yes, hello, mate.
Can I come back to you after the travel?
No problem.
Good lad. Thank you very much for that. Right. 0845 606093 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. If you want to sing happy birthday to Rav, you're more than welcome to. We've got six people so far. Another couple will be great. More of your calls after this. By this, I mean the travel news with Nikki Selman.
Why, thank you very much. In New Cross, the A20 Lewisham Way has been closed off at Florence Road with an incident. This has literally just flashed up on my screen. So if you're there and can give me any more information, then 08000 68 60 80 is the jam line number. Over to the west of town and Chiswick High Road, still closed off both ways at Heathfield Terrace with an accident. And good news if you're heading out on the M40. Heading away from town, all that debris has now been cleared between the M25 and Junction 2 for Beaconsfield. The A5 Edgware Road closed off both ways through Maida Vale for those repair works after the burst water main last week. Thank you very much to Charlie, who gave me a call on the jam line. He's in Enfield and says the North Circular westbound just before you get to the Kenning Hall interchange. It looks like there's been an accident which has left loads of debris on the road. In Hoddesdon, there's been an accident closing the A10 heading away from town around Amwell Street. And good news if you're heading into town on the M1. It's now all clear through those roadworks between Junction 10 for Luton and Junction 9 for the A5. And more good news on the tubes. Bakerloo line's all back up to speed. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
Join Jenny Eclair with some quality guests.
Julian Clary has waltzed in.
You're looking quite well. It's an odd hairdo, though. What's going on?
Well, because I'm the MC in Cabaret, this is a sort of comedy Nazi look.
It is very comedy.
That they've given me.
Who's going to be dropping in this week? Find out. Jenny Eclair, Saturday mornings at the later time from 11. LBC 97.3.
You're ready for a new career direction. You want a salary upgrade and a pathway to senior management. If you have at least 3 years management experience, an MBA could be the answer. Come to the accredited MBA fair and meet with high-caliber accredited schools from around the world. Attend free briefing sessions on MBA study and get impartial advice from the Association of MBAs. The accredited MBA fair on the 24th of October at Renaissance Chancery Court, Holborn. Admission free. Register now at mbaworld.com/MBA fair.
LBC 97.3.
Ian
Lee's
Good Evening. Ah, lovely. Andy in Ireland.
Ian in London, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, I have to comment that Nikki Salmon sounds very comely, doesn't she?
I don't know what that word means.
Well, kind of very nice.
She is very nice, yes.
Yeah, she sounds a very nice girl.
She's a lovely girl.
Great voice. She uses it very well.
Yeah, she uses it by speaking.
Yeah, but she does it in an extremely efficient and an attractive manner.
She does. Well, I'm sure she's listening, and I'm sure she's giggling like girls do downstairs.
Yeah, I know, they do. They giggle, don't they?
I love girls giggling. Giggling girls.
I do, yeah. I do like the giggle.
Yeah.
Your question about how many albums you'd store, I think you said, on a 750-gig hard drive.
Yes.
Well, it's a little bit complicated.
Oh, I thought it might be.
Yeah, see, this is the trouble with computers. They make life so much easier, but in fact, it gets much more complicated.
Yeah.
You see, it depends whether when you rip the CDs into the PC, it depends whether you store them as what's called linear files, i.e. the same size files as they were on the CD.
What? Yes.
Or whether you store them as MP3s, which are smaller.
Right.
They take up less space.
Yes.
Now, if you store them in linear, meaning they're the same size files as they are on the CD, that preserves all the quality that's on the CD.
Yes.
But takes up 11 times more space on your hard drive.
Sweet Lord, that's ridiculous!
Yes.
If only there were a way of making it 11 times smaller.
Yes, and that's what an MP3 is. Right? So, if you do some calculations, right, a CD is about 650 megabytes of space on an actual audio CD.
Right.
So if you've got a 750-gig hard drive, that's 750,000 megabytes, so it's roughly 1,000 albums.
Let me stop you there for a second, because it's getting a little bit technical, and I realise that some of the old people will be going, what? So let me play some pop music in the background to make it a little bit more exciting. Hang on.
Okay, yeah.
Away you go, Andy.
That sounds good. Okay, yeah, so if you store the stuff in the manner that it was recorded at, i.e. maximum quality, you're going to get 1,000 albums on a 750-gig drive.
Jeez.
However, if you store them as MP3s, which you're probably going to be quite happy with if you're listening on your iPod or whatever, then you're going to get 11 times that. So you're going to get 11,000 albums.
Yes, come on. That's what I'm talking about.
And that's what you want. 11,000 albums is enough for most people.
I've only got about 800, so that's plenty.
Yeah, for the rest of your life, you might accumulate another couple of hundred.
Yeah.
So there's plenty. And then you've got space for your pictures and your movies and all that.
Andy,
stuff.
Can I ask, how do you know all of this?
I don't. I'm just sad, I think.
Sad. You're sad. Okay, Andy, thank you for that.
No problem.
Cheers, boss. There we go.
Did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
It's Beatles weekend at my house, I've just decided. We're having a Beatles weekend. That's going to happen. Right, Mark.
Oh, hello, Ian.
Hello, Mark.
Now, I've just been listening to you on MySwap.
Sorry?
I was just listening to you on MySwap. You've been on telly half an hour ago. Anyway, that's not why I phoned you.
No, hang on. What do you mean? Are you listening to me on MySwap?
Well, you do the voiceover for MySwap, don't you?
No.
Sounds like you.
It doesn't sound anything like me.
Not MySwap. Super Nanny. Sorry.
Even that's not me. Isn't Super Nanny Theakston?
You definitely... What?
It's not me.
You definitely do the voiceover for Super Nanny.
No, I definitely do not. I would remember...
Really?
I'd probably remember.
Oh, well, it sounds like you.
I think it's... Okay, here's the question for the night. 0845 6060 973. Who does the voiceover for Super Nanny? I think it's Theakston.
Is it? I think it's you. Anyway, that's not what I was calling for.
Super Nanny, yes or no?
No.
Oh, really? I'm a yes. Yes, definitely, yep.
Definitely not.
Hang on a second, let me just take line 5. Hang on a second. Line 5, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Are you calling in about Super Nanny?
Yes.
Who does the voiceover?
Who does what voiceover?
Yeah, who does the voiceover for Super Nanny?
Well, I just wanted to call in to confess my crime.
Okay, well, we'll leave that there then, shall we? Right, okay. Anyway, Mark, let's get to the main thrust of your point.
The main thrust of
Sorry
the point.
That. Yes.
Knowing that you're a man that likes a bit of a Twix bar from LBC vending machine.
I love a Twix bar. Although, I'm eating healthy at the moment and I'm resisting the urge to order my producer, Agent Chris, to go and get me one. I'm resisting it.
Well, let's not dilly-dally, because have you noticed... On all chocolate bars, on the best before date, it's always on the weekend.
What?
Everything.
But how do you know it's the weekend?
It's all the date for the best before.
Right.
It's always on the weekend.
How do you know it's always on the weekend?
I don't know, Claire. Where's that Mars bar that you just eaten?
Claire.
That's the wife.
She likes Mars bars, does she?
She's pregnant.
Oh, okay.
I'm treating her.
Well done. Yeah, well done you, Mars bar. Good lad.
Okay,
so 32p. Tight
get. 45, actually.
Alright, calm down.
I can't read it. She's ripped the wrapper.
Oh, Claire, you silly woman!
Okay, don't worry, because I'm eating Smarties. And it's the 1st of the 5th, 08.
Right, how do you know that that's a weekend?
I don't know, hang on, let me look. Ooh, look on the computer.
1st of the 5th. What's the 5th? Is May? No, that's. Well, that's a Tuesday, mate. It's a Thursday.
Oh, wait.
It's the Thursday.
Are you sure?
Yeah, May is the 5th, isn't it? 1st of the 5th.
Martin.
Unless, of course, it's the 5th of the 1st, and then that's a Saturday.
1st of the 5th.
I can't believe we're doing
this. It says.
Well, that's a Thursday.
May.
Yeah, that's a Thursday.
That's not working right. How's that then?
So your whole system, the whole premise of this ridiculous call, this waste of time, has collapsed around your ears at the first go.
You're not wrong. Do you know what? That's because I was looking at a Mars bar earlier, and now I'm looking at... I'm eating Smarties. But I bet you...
Good evening, Mark. What was that all about? Could have been on the edge of an excellent, excellent theory. It turns out him and his pregnant wife are Muppets.
We got a jingle for that.
Have we? Oh, hang on. Yeah, I haven't. Hang on. Let me find it. Hang on. It's this.
Now what's that about?
Wow. That one? Yeah. What a waste of time. They're going to be parents, those two. They're going to be responsible for a kid. I feel sorry for that poor nipper. What hope? What chance has that little kiddie got? Oh, dearie me. Is Dave calling in about Super Nanny? Because I know who does the voiceover now. It's Nick Frost.
Can I just say there's no break at 55 because he's busy?
Thank you, Alex. You certainly can say that. Well done. It's Nick Frost who does the Super Nanny voiceover. It isn't me. I've seen him in my gym, though. Sire is emailing in saying, Ian, I'd like to confess my crime. Once, when I was a little girl, I stole a soap from my friend's house. Fair enough. And ate it. I thought it was sweets. Oliver's in the Lewisham. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. What can I do for you?
It's a bit of a long shot, really, and a long, dull story.
Yes.
I've been listening to some of your old podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Back in January, and your young friend from Dartford, Betty.
Oh, Betty, yes.
Yeah. She was phoning up asking about thin bread and where she could get it from.
Yeah, Betty, do you remember asking about thin bread and where you could get it from?
Yes.
Well, Oliver reckons he's got an answer.
What, not in Dartford?
You see, Oliver, this is...
You know, I haven't been out for 11 years. Yeah. I can't walk.
I know, you tell me that every time you call in, love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you were talking about getting thin bread.
Yeah,
well, Oliver thinks he's got an answer.
Yes.
Oliver?
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Oliver.
Don't encourage her, Oliver.
yes, let us do all your shopping for you. Can you get them to go to Tesco's?
Tesco's?
Yes. They do several different kinds of thin bread.
Do they?
They do, yes. Do you want to write these down?
What is it in that, you know, all cut up in a loaf?
Yeah, that's right, yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
It's only taken us a year, Betty, but we finally found the answer.
Yeah, well I'm holding on to speak to you.
Well, I know that you are speaking to me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know...
Well, hang on, let's let Oliver finish. He was first.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Oliver. Was there anything else?
Well, does she want to know what the brand name is or anything?
I don't know. You two sort this out between yourselves. Go on, it's none doing me.
Okay. Do you want to know what the bread's called, Bessie?
Yes.
There's two. There's, Nimble.
Yeah. Nimble.
Yeah. And there's another one called Weight Watchers.
Weight Watchers. Right.
Very thin, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully that sorts you out.
Oliver,
thank you ever so much.
Thank you very much, Oliver,
yeah,
for opening that can of worms again. it's appreciated.
The honour is to serve in.
Cheers, Oliver. Take care. Yes, Betty. What have you ever broken the law?
Yeah, when I was 8, I pinched a sweet in Woolworths and got caught.
Oh, you got caught. What happened? Did you get banged up?
I got thrown out.
Oh, okay. So, can we get you to sing Happy Birthday to Rav?
Yeah, and you know why you just said. You haven't heard from your regulars. I've rang you 5 times and they won't put me through.
Okay, but that's...
And I rang last night about your blinds and you didn't put me through, so I've sent you the pamphlet and my postman's posted it today should get it tomorrow.
Excellent stuff. That's...
It's all free, the fittings, the measurements, and it's all half price.
Oh, we'll have a little look at that.
Yeah,
that could be very useful.
I'll send it to you as a leaflet and a little note.
But that doesn't explain why Graham and Arab haven't called in.
Who's Graham? I've forgotten who he is.
Yeah, he talks like that. Hello, Ian.
Oh, yes.
I want to kill you.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Yeah, well, I've rung 5 times.
Well,
and Chris keeps forgetting.
Well, I don't think it's forgetting.
I'll ring you back.
I don't think it's forgetting. I think he's lying to you, Betty.
Well, last night I brought my glasses and the pamphlet in, and I laid down.
He's been lying to you.
For him to ring me back until your programme finished.
Oh dear. Well,
and the glasses were all steamed up.
I think steamed up, steamy windows coming from the body heat. I think because what we're trying to do is kind of just, you know, mix it up a little bit and get new people on, and you know,
and
all
I
of that.
Rang up about topics and everything.
Okay. Well, you know, but you got on today, and that's what counts. And you're going to get on again after 9 o'clock because we're going to call you back to sing Happy Birthday to Rav.
Yes.
Excellent, Betty. Speak to you in a bit.
Yes. Bye
bye. Right. So far. Oh, yes, we're time for... James?
Hello there, Ian.
You're our last criminal. What have you done?
Well, basically what happened, I was in a library.
Oh, God.
And I took some books. There was like one Kung Fu martial arts instruction video by some dead American artist. I mean, he was alive at the time.
Yes.
He retired, I think, at the moment.
Right.
And then I took it in my bag and had some naughty books in the other bag.
Yes.
I was about to pay for... I was about to take out the books I was taking out, if you see what I mean.
No. Well, you've only got 10 seconds to explain this. The rest of this.
And then they found the naughty books, so I ran out and I inadvertently took the Kung Fu video as well.
So you stole a Kung Fu video from a library?
Unintentionally, but then I gave it back by putting it through a post.
James, listen, thank you very much. We're going to call you back. In fact, you can stay there, James. Right, when we come back from the news, we will phone up Rav from Crime Watch, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 criminals are going to sing happy birthday to him.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, the Iron Curtain falls on England. Nick Clegg joins the race to replace Simeng Campbell, and businesses in Chinatown threaten to shut down. It's 9 o'clock. I'm Holly Holland. England know their chances of qualifying for Euro 2008 are out of their hands after losing 2-1 in Moscow to Russia. It means they have to rely on Russia and Croatia slipping up in their remaining matches. Wayne Rooney put England ahead in the first half, but then gave away the spot kick that the Russians equalised from. Speaking to Sky Sports News, he refused to criticise the penalty award.
I'm not sure. Obviously it's one of the things that the defenders got in behind me and have reacted and give a pound. I don't think it might have been outside, but as I say, the refs give us one.
This as industrial actions threatening to kick England rugby fans into touch ahead of this weekend's World Cup final. 6 Eurostar services between Waterloo and Paris have been cancelled. But Eurostar's Simon Montague told LBC they're well prepared.
We knew that this strike was coming, and we have actually been able to reaccommodate everybody who was on the 3 trains that were going from London Waterloo to Paris. We actually stopped selling seats on those trains last week because we could see that there was going to be an issue. And so we're actually very confident that anybody who's hoping to travel to Paris on Thursday, tomorrow, will be able to get them there under their current plan.
In other news headlines this hour, the Lib Dem leadership race to replace Simeng Campbell now has 2 runners. Earlier, Chris Huhne, the party's environment spokesman, declared his candidacy. And now the Home Affairs spokesman, Nick Clegg, says he'll begin his campaign on Friday. They won't be joined by acting leader Vince Cable, who's ruled himself out, and the MP for Twickenham told LBC why.
In this sort of current environment of prejudice that people have about age, I thought it was impossible for anybody much above their mid-50s to be electable as a candidate. I think it's deplorable, but there it is. I mean, I had to recognise that. But now I'm doing this job, I will be strictly impartial and lead the party without favouring one candidate or another.
Businesses in Chinatown are set to strike after immigration officials arrested more than 40 people in the area last week. Workers from China, Vietnam, Hong Kong and Malaysia were held during raids on 5 restaurants. London Chinatown Chinese Association says companies will go on strike for 3 hours tomorrow. Anti-war protesters have been forced off Parliament Square, where they've been holding a peace camp. The Greater London Authority tore up tents without warning from behind Brian Hoare's display. He's allowed to stay on the site. Police say no one was arrested, but minor scuffles were reported. And Kelly Brooks, the latest celebrity trying to make some cash out of the lucrative fragrance market. The model and TV presenter attended a launch event for her self-named perfume at a Superdrug store in London. Jordan's Fragrance is number one on the chain sales chart, followed by perfumes from Kate Moss and Christina Aguilera. In London's travel news, in New Cross, the A20 Lewisham Way is closed at Florence Road with an incident. In London's weather, cold overnight with skies clearing, and there's a chance of a spot of frost during the early hours, lows of 4 degrees Celsius. With LBC, it's 9.03.
LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Okie dokie, well, very, very exciting. We're joined all the way from Maidstone in Kent It's Rav Wilding, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Rav, how are you doing? You're right.
Not too bad, buddy. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Hey, listen, I'm still using... I'm not using it now, I'm not going to lie, because I've left it at home. I'm still using the Crime Watch pen that you stole for me.
Good man.
Well done,
good
you.
Man. Very sought-after item, though. Can't even get them on eBay, you know?
No, well, no, you might be able to get mine at some point if things get really desperate. Now...
Oh, if it's that bad.
It was your birthday yesterday.
It was.
42?
43.
Yeah, you're...
But that's between you and I, yeah?
You're looking very, very good for it. What did you do to... What does Rav Wilding do to celebrate his birthday?
See, now you put me in a situation, because this is going to sound so, so paunch... absolutely showbiz, actually.
Go on.
I was whisked away...
Yeah.
...to the poshest hotel I've ever been to in my life.
Okay. A Holiday Inn Express?
No, unfortunately, it was a bit better than that
okay.
one.
Okay, all right, fair play.
The Dorchester.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Extremely, extremely posh.
Yes.
And then I had a fantastic meal, again, big surprise, whisked away to the Ivy restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very, very nice.
Ooh. So, yeah. You had a good... And was this with your missus?
With the missus, yeah. That was my present.
Okay, that's very, very nice. And what, did you get any other presents?
This is where my age is clearly showing, because the other presents, I got vest, I got pants.
No!
I got cufflinks.
Well, hang on a second. Rav wears vests.
No, he doesn't wear vests.
You got vests for your birthday.
I got vest, pants, cufflinks, and a lawnmower. That's what I got.
You're on the telly. You should be. Oh, I don't know. Well, you got vests. He wears vests.
I know. It's awful, isn't it? I know.
I haven't worn a vest since I was 9.
No, I don't actually wear vests. Only in the gym. But I had a lovely day anyway. I had absolutely...
And it's your part. It's the party next week, isn't it?
It is.
We can't come. We can't get the time off work.
I'll be coming, yeah.
But it's a fancy dress, is it?
It is.
Are you allowed to tell us what you're dressing up as, or is it a surprise?
No, that bit's a surprise. I can tell you the theme.
Yeah.
Right? The theme is heroes.
Heroes.
Now, the heroes can either be superheroes, or they can be action heroes from the television.
Okay, so you couldn't be someone like Marie Curie, or someone, the guy who discovered penicillin, because that's quite a heroic thing to do, isn't it?
It is very heroic, actually. Yeah. I mean, some people are thinking outside the box.
Okay.
I hear that Maverick and Goose are making an appearance.
Oh, okay. That's Top Gun, is it?
Yeah, Top Gun. Yeah, you like the thinking there. Indiana Jones might be there.
Yeah.
Batman may well be there.
If I was going to come, I would come as the Japanese fella from Heroes.
Oh,
that's who I would come as. But unfortunately, I can't...
You're going to be sorely missed.
What if someone turns up as Rav? Because you're a hero to in my eyes.
I think that's going to happen.
Okay, Chris, what have you typed? Don't just type stuff on my screen. If you want to talk to him, just ask him.
Oh, Rav.
Hello.
I noticed earlier that you don't have your own website, so when are you going to get one?
Ooh.
Good point.
Ooh, that is a good point.
Because people...
Should we do that?
People need somewhere to go.
People need somewhere to go.
Well, let's make it happen, then. We'll do something.
They're really, really expensive. My website, right, has been down for 8 months, and the guy that set it up, he's now a copper. He wasn't when he set it up. He was just a bloke, but now he's got a proper job, and so he can't. He keeps saying, "I'll sort it out. I will sort it out." But he's busy catching criminals in Wales.
Maybe you're not paying for that.
No, I'm not paying him anything. Now, Rav. Very quickly. When's the next Crime Watch on?
Monday, 29th of October.
Oh, so that's not far away.
Not far at all. No, I'm recording some of it tomorrow.
Okay.
Out and about.
I thought you were very good in the last one. Was the last one the first one without Nick Ross, or the second one?
That was the first.
How was that? That must have been weird.
It was very, very strange, actually, to be fair. Very
yeah.
strange, because he's obviously a massive part of it, isn't he?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Crime Watch.
It was good, though. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I must admit, I was a little bit of me thinking, I'm not going to like this. You know, I've been with it for the 20 years. I'm not going to like it. But it was good. I thought you did a good job.
Thank you. That does help, because he is sorely missed. But we've got to carry on.
Yeah. Can I ask you one question? It's a rumour I've heard.
Go on.
Kirsty Young. It's a rumour that's been going around.
The rumour, is it?
Yeah.
Little secret.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
She's going to be doing it?
Yes.
Okay, and have you met her? Do you get on with her?
I have met her, actually.
Is she right?
Yeah, very, very nice lady.
Okay.
Very, very good. So, yeah, let's hope so.
Okay, well, excellent.
I read it too. It's all in the papers.
Is that officially? It's not something... Yeah, I thought I had a little bit of gossip.
No. It's, well, you never know if the papers are true or not, do you?
No.
So
and
there's
all the news today. Have you still got a job? Do you know that for sure? Because everyone's getting the boot there, it seems.
What, from Crime Watch?
No, not from Crime Watch, from the BBC.
That's awful, isn't
it? It's terrifying.
Loads of people from there.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I think I'm still in there by the skin of my teeth.
And they're selling Television Centre.
Oh, this is awful news, isn't it?
I don't know, what it's like, I don't know what's happening. The world is falling. There's no Father Christmas.
It's just crazy. Mm. And all these people that are going, people that have been there for years and years, yeah, yeah. Very, very sad, isn't
it? I know what they used to do. Get rid of BBC Four. That's it. Get rid of BBC Four. Save however many millions a year that costs and keep the people working there.
I don't know.
It's only... Hey, listen, what do I know? Now, Rav,
yes.
We've lined up some punters who want to sing happy birthday to you.
Oh, lovely.
They're all big fans of yours.
Have now, you got Betty?
We have... Oh, let's put Betty through first. Hang
Betty from Dartford.
Betty?
Yes?
You're through to Rav.
Hello, Betty.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, no, Betty. No, not yet. We've got to get everyone else up at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Now, Rav, we have set you up a little bit. Everyone, oh, okay. Everyone that's going to sing happy birthday to you is a criminal.
Oh, well, not Betty.
Betty stole some sweets.
Should you be telling me anything?
Now, listen, they've all confessed. Betty stole some sweets from Woolworths last week. No, years ago, and she got kicked out of Woolworths. Is that correct, Betty?
Yes, when I was 8 years old.
Okay, when she was 8 years old. Okay, next we've got James. James, say hello to Rav.
Hello there, Rav. Are you the...
Hello, James.
Are you the policeman off Crime Watch, the Indian guy?
Well, not the Indian guy, but right. Yeah, I am the okay. policeman of Crime Watch.
James stole a kung fu video from a library...
Can I just say it? I think you and Clinton are the only two men I would.
Okay, right, yeah, calm down.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, Ralph, he may not stay long. we've got Joe, who is a shoe thief. Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Ralph.
Hello.
Okay, we've got Eduardo. Now, what was Eduardo's crime? Oh, Eduardo stole a copy of The Private Eye.
Okay.
Eduardo?
Easy.
We've got Richie, who stole a toffee.
Hi, Ralph.
Hey, Richie.
We've got Samantha, who stole the tiny pens you get from Argos.
Hello, Rav.
Hiya.
And we've also got Paul. Now, we're calling Paul a car thief.
Right.
But he's not really. We're just saying it to make him sound a bit more impressive.
Bit of kudos there.
Just to give it a little bit of weight.
Okay.
Hi, Rav. Now, Rav, you must be chomping at the bit knowing that there are all these crooks on the line to you. And you
well, they are, but I think... For this one day, as it's my birthday, I think we can call a truce. Just for this one day.
Are you allowed to do that? You could just call a truce on.
Well, not perhaps the guy who stole the toffee because that's pretty bad. That's but maybe the other one. Maybe
okay.
The
birthday choir, away you go. Sing happy birthday to Rav. Birthday choir, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Rav, what a haunting... I'm so sorry.
That was fantastic.
What a haunting, haunting sound that was that I'm sure will carry you through the dark, cold winter nights. Rav, listen, man...
Nick Ross to come back, they don't have nightmares.
I'm so sorry, that was terrible. Rav, listen, man, thank you for being a good sport.
No problem.
Next time you're in London, do feel free to pop in.
Definitely.
And let's go out for a coffee or
Definitely.
Something.
Definitely, going to go have a coffee.
Boss, have a great birthday and enjoy next week.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Cheers, fella, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. That was one of the most hideous noises I think I've ever heard in my life. Imagine getting out on your birthday, I just start crying. What a nice fella. Right. Okay, well, we have to get the show back on track. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. What have we mentioned so far? Kylie Minogue, overrated. Oh, no, here's something, actually, I was meant to do earlier on, I forgot. Is it true that some shops pump out really nice smells? So you go, oh, that shop smells nice. I'm going to go in there and buy some stuff. Because I've been walking past the Subway shops recently, but I'm not a fan of the Subway food myself, but I hear it's excellent. A lot of people I know rave about it. And those shops smell delicious. It smells like the nicest, nicest smell you could ever imagine. And also, I'm sure I read somewhere, like if I'm wrong, I do apologise. I'm sure I read somewhere that the Body Shop pumps out, like, white musk and, you know, nice, sort of natural, healthy smells. So that people go, well, that smells really nice. I might pop in there and go and buy some coconut skin face mask scrub type of thing. Excuse me. So 0845 6060 973. Is this true or is this a myth that some shops pump out pleasing smells to encourage you to pop in There are some bakeries that they aren't bakers. They don't. They sell bread, but they don't make bread on the premises. So they're bread sellers. But they pump out the smell of baking bread. So you go, well, this bread smells really fresh. I'm going to have some of this stuff. 0845 6060 973. Do food shops or other shops pump out smells to... Well, trick you is I guess, slightly a slightly strong phrase. To encourage you to pop in there and spend some of your cash. 0845 6060 973. Dave's in Chingford. Hello, Dave.
Hello there, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, there's a couple of things, actually. You just mentioned one. You run some courses in seduction in advertising.
Oh, yeah.
And
you run these courses?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a sales trainer, an NLP trainer. It's like a hypnotherapy.
And neuro-linguistic programming, I'm well aware of, yes.
Yeah, right, and firewalking, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I have companies who look for seduction in advertising, and a lot of shops do that. And also, you'll notice that you'll never, ever go into a supermarket and find anything other than fresh veg or fruit in the foyer.
Yeah, I'm aware of that trick of putting all the green stuff right at the front.
It's all
so
the
you go,
fresh stuff.
Oh,
all
this fresh is fresh. Stuff. What a fresh and healthy shop.
If you walked in there with toilet rolls, you'd think, hang on a second.
This shop but, is, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what it is. It's the first impression, and they do that.
And they do definitely pump out smells then, do they?
Yeah, not all of them, but there have been cases where... a lot of these shops, like these fragrance shops, have got people standing in the door, like, pumping this stuff out so that when you walk past, you can smell it.
Yeah.
And it also comes out of their air conditioning system.
Do it from the aircon, do they? Because I was wondering where it was.
Yeah, it's not in the aircon. Usually when you walk in, there's an air conditioning unit, and it's in that area somewhere there. So as soon as you're outside the shop...
It blows it out.
It's like that soap shop, that famous soap shop. You cannot smell anything but
there's a famous soap shop. Dave, listen, stay there. I've got to go to travel. We'll get your other point after this. There's a famous soap shop? It's the travel now with Nikki.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll start off with some good news in New Cross. The A20 Lewisham Way looks like it's now all back open at Florence Road after that incident just outside Goldsmiths University. Problems in Kingston. The traffic lights are broken on Fairfield West just outside the bus station at Weston Park. Chiswick High Road has been closed off both ways at Heathfield Terrace. That's all down to an accident. It's been closed off the last couple of hours. If you're there and can give me an update on what's going on, 08000 68 60 80 is the jam line number. In Chelsea, there's a lane closed both ways on the King's Road between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove. It's all for some emergency repairs after that gas leak on Monday. The A5 Edgware Road's closed off both ways between the Marylebone Flyover and Hall Road in Maidvale. That's all for some repair works after a burst water main last week. And in Hoddesdon, there's still that accident on the A10 northbound. It's still closed around Amwell Street. Good news if you're heading out onto the tubes and trains late this evening. Looks like all lines are reporting a good service. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
The final contenders for the London mayoral candidacy are in, and it looks like the fight for the biggest job in London could go all the way. Hear the mayor, Ken Livingstone, answer the questions that matter when he joins Nick Ferrari tomorrow morning. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
If you still feel I need a meal, I'll risk an olive or two. But I'm getting myself ready for you.
You can now get 25% off Waitrose chilled ready meals. Whether it's a chicken tikka masala, a lamb shank, or any one of the 279 recipes from around the world, there's a quarter off all of them until October the 23rd.
I'm getting myself ready for you.
Waitrose. Quality food. Honestly priced.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. There we go. Well, I was just chatting to Agent Chris, my producer, and we've all fallen in love with Rav just a little bit more. What a nice bloke, and what a good sport. He could have so easily said, oh, do you know what? Get stuffed. Put the phone down.
I don't need this.
He can't get in trouble, can he, for talking to criminals? He let them off. He declared an amnesty on crime.
They had the Rav seal of approval.
The Rav pardon.
Oh, you've made me chuckle there, Alex. Thank you for that. David, sorry, yes, we had to go to the travel. So
that's okay.
What else
it
have we got
for us? It would have been even worse if I'd have been singing. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it a hideous noise?
Oh, it was terrible. terrible.
That was
but anyway, it was a good effort.
Yeah, well, not really.
Yeah, a famous soap shop is called Lush.
Oh, yeah. The,
you can
girls.
From a mile off.
Girls love stuff from Lush. This is the fact. If you don't know what to get a girl, go to Lush and buy something.
Or you go into the department stores and they spray these little testers on the perfume counters on you, and they're actually concentrated scent.
Right.
And when you buy one, you get it home, you spray it on, it's gone in a half an hour.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. Oh. It is. I've got a friend of mine who is actually one of the buyers for a very big.
Mention no names.
Yeah, but it she actually got me some of it, and it is very, very powerful. So you can spray it on a piece of card and you flap it around all day. You go, this smells.
Is it worth buying the tester then?
The testers are always to go in there and buy ask them. If you go in there and you say to them, look, I'm thinking of buying some of this for somebody, you know, I'm going to buy a lot of it.
Yeah.
Can you let me have a few samples? You get the samples and they're the best ones to get. I know people who use the samples. They never buy perfume.
David is giving us the cheats of shopping. Well done you. Thank you.
I almost qualified for the choir, eh?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, never know.
Anything else, Dave?
Yeah, it was just a point that came up earlier on.
Yeah.
About songs that the lyrics sound like something else.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
There is one that was brought to my attention. Someone said it to me, and every time I hear it, I can't hear anything else.
Yeah.
Every time I tell somebody, they do the same. They can't hear the original, they hear it.
Okay.
It's Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah.
And the first time that she sings, Near Far, Wherever You Are,
yeah.
I Believe That My Heart Will Go On,
yeah.
She actually sings, I Believe That The Hot Dogs Go On.
I'm sorry, I hear it in my head.
Well, she actually sings, I Believe That The Hot Dogs
Well, I shall go home and check out. We haven't got that song, have we? I don't suppose. In the Heart Music Library.
I hope not.
No, so do I. Well, I shall go home and check out my Celine Dion CDs this evening, Dave, and I will find out whether that's the case or not.
Yeah, I defy you to hear the original version afterwards. It's like looking at those things where you've got somebody spinning around. You see them on the internet, spinning around to right to left clockwise.
What?
And you try to turn the image the other way around. You can't do it. You can never go back after you hear the hot dogs go on.
Dave, thank you for the hot dogs. Let's go on to Randolph. Hello, Randolph.
Hi, good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Randolph.
I just was listening to you and I heard you mention, I'm glad you sort of agreed with me that about Kylie Minogue. Yeah. Never has someone achieved so much with so little.
I'm sure she's a lovely lady. She's quite pretty.
Well, the only thing I'm glad she got over her illness, but never in the history of music has someone achieved so much with so little.
I am amazed at the phenomenon that is Kylie Minogue, because she's rubbish.
She's only a phenomenon in certain markets, because she's never cracked America, Canada, North, South America, where live singing is appreciated.
Well, hang on, I thought she did quite well in America. Didn't her last album do quite well?
No. Ask anyone else. Don't take my word for it. She has never cracked that thing. Because
where's Fat Steve when you need him? Fat Steve, if you're listening, any Americans listening, give us a call. We need to find out if Kylie Minogue is big in the States.
They expect her to sing live, and she can't do it. I mean, you remember that last big monster hit she had about Something in My Head?
Something
in... Remember that
one? Was that the spinning around one?
Might have been, where she was in the white hooded thing.
Oh,
there's
that.
No way she could have sung that live and be gyrating. The pitch would have dropped. Mm-mm. She shot a good video. Singing it live, I'm willing to bet my mortgage on it.
Randolph, did you just go, mm-mm?
Thank you for listening, Ian. What did you say just now?
Did you just go, mm-mm?
What I meant was never, never, jamais, jamais, jamais. So I said, mm-mm.
Okay, it's your own kind of verbal shorthand.
Yeah, never, never, never. She can't sing live.
Okay. Well, yes?
She's not alone, because a lot of them out there make good records.
Yeah.
If you like that sort of thing, but they cannot cut it live.
Well, do you know what? That used to bother me, the whole they can't cut it live thing. But then part of me now thinks, well, does it really matter? If they're good records and they're well produced, then that's an art form in itself. I'm a big fan of the Beach Boys, and when they produced Good Vibrations, they couldn't play it live. I've got a tape of them playing Good Vibrations live, like before it's even been released, and they can't do it. It's too complicated.
How I don't like you're ripped off is when they sell concerts a ticket.
Yeah.
You expect them to come pretty close to what you bought on vinyl, well, now CD. And when they go up there and mime, I'm not going to name names because it could be litigious.
Well, no, I think Dolly Parton mimed when I saw her. I'm convinced Dolly Parton mimed a couple of the songs.
I saw a concert of a popular girl group in Vancouver,
Canada.
And she was singing. The lead singer moved away from the microphone to take a glass of water from a stagehand, and she was still singing live.
Well, hang on, Randolph.
I'll send you a text and tell you who it is, but I'm not telling you on air.
Don't send me a text because I don't do texts. Send me an email.
Okay,
Randolph, we're going to go live to Atlanta and speak to Fat Steve. Fat Steve.
Okay.
Kylie was never really huge in America.
Okay, Randolph's just disappeared, by the way. He didn't want to be part of this conversation. He was a strange fellow, wasn't he?
Like when her first song came out, that was like the Locomotion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, that was when I was like in university. She was in the charts. And then you'd hear Can't Get You Out of My Head, you know, in the background.
Because I remember, I think I was in LA, and there was a massive billboard for that album.
Yeah, I mean, that album did well, but, she's just not the name. I mean, that song was popular.
Right.
And you'd hear it, like, in cabs and in drugstores, you know, in the background, but, no, she never really, became a name.
So she's not that big in the... Then what the hell are we doing with her over here?
I don't know.
I just don't understand the phenomenon of... Hey, listen, man, when is your friend who wrote Nights of Prosperity going to come on? I saw a tiny bit of it last night, and there was a brilliant line. I'm going to do it, and it will not do it justice at all. It would not... But they're talking, and the big fat guy says, hey, do you know what? Up until about 2 years ago, I thought it was Halloween with an M, not an N. What a great line! I thought it was Halloween. It's just a brilliant, brilliant line, man. It's
my
genius.
My friend is definitely up for being on the show. I'd play you back the message she left me, except you'd have to bleep it because she said it would be really effing cool.
Oh, well, she got a potty mouth. Well, make sure she curbs that before she comes on the road. We're British. We don't allow that nonsense over here.
By the way, that show, I don't know if you ever saw a show called Ed. But it was made by the same guys who did the Knights of Prosperity.
Ed? What's Ed about?
I never saw it. It was this sort of dramedy about this guy who lived in the Midwest. That's all I really know about it.
I should check that out.
Those guys created Ed, and they also were responsible for like creating the Letterman show.
Yeah, there's a lot of Letterman people in it.
Yeah.
I tell you what I watched a bit of, and it was rubbish, and I was disappointed because I fancy her. The Sarah Silverman show.
Yeah, I've seen her live a bunch. She can be really funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, just...
I think she's so beautiful. So beautiful.
Yeah, she's pretty hot, but she uses that too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Hey, Steve, don't we all?
Yeah.
Don't we all use that to get by these days, huh?
Yes.
Hey, in fact, Steve, what are you up to today? Anything exciting states-wise?
Oh, yeah, it's just non-stop action over here. Everyone's talking about who's going to be the new head of the Liberal Democrats.
Well, I thought it meant nothing, but it's even breaking news in America. In fact, Steve, good to talk to you. Speak to you later.
Bye.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. There we go. Isn't it good having people you can say, look, I need someone from America to call me up? And someone as good as that, who has written an episode of Monk, ladies and gentlemen... calls up and does the stuff. Sometimes his job sucks, let's be honest. Sometimes it's brilliant. And being able to put calls out to people like that is brilliant. Alistair!
Hello, Ian.
Hello, sir.
What an honour. It's a first-time caller here as well.
Okay, well done.
Wanted to give you... I'm not sure if you... Have you ever been to New York?
I've been to... Yes, I have been to New York a couple of times.
Have you walked through Little Italy?
Through where?
Little Italy.
I don't know where Little Italy is.
You went to New York and you didn't go to Little Italy.
I don't know. I might have gone to Little Italy, but I'm enjoying saying Little Italy. Chris, say Little Italy.
Little Italy.
No, but do it with the T's. Little Italy.
Little Italy.
No, with the T's. Little Italy.
Little Italy.
It's only fun with... Alex, can you say Little Italy with the T's? It's only fun if you use the T's.
Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Little... Oh, I can't.
Chris, do Little Italy.
Little Italy. This is Little Italy.
All you're doing is moving your tongue up and down. Little Italy.
Little Italy.
It's your tongue. Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Oh, he's gone. We're saying Little Italy for so long. Alistair dropped off.
He had a really good point.
What was his point, Chris? You tell me.
Oh, I can't remember. I'll get him back.
Okay. I wouldn't bother. Oh, no, we should do. We've only got a couple of calls there. Mark!
Hello, mate.
Can you say Little Italy?
Little Italy.
We'll do it with the teeth. Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Good lad. Okay. What can I do for you?
I've got that Celine Dion song, The Hot Dogs Man.
Oh, okay, all right, we've got 30 seconds. Let's have it.
OK, hang on. Can you hear this all right?
Yes. Oh, God, we're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Here we go. So she's saying something about hot dogs. Here we go. What?
Here you go.
She says hot dogs, Mark! Mark, thank you for that! Alistair?
Hello again.
We have to come back to you after the news. See you after Little Italy.
Listen, I'm on the M6, hands-free. Do you fancy going away this weekend? Just you and me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah? Oh, great. I know a nice hotel. Modern rooms, power shower, continental breakfast.
Travelling on business? Stay at Express by Holiday Inn and earn Priority Club reward points. Then treat someone with free nights at hotels worldwide.
Don't worry, this one's on me. I'll let you pay for dinner.
Turn reward points into brownie points. Book online at hiexpress.co.uk or call 0800 43 40 40. Conditions apply.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30. I'm Holly Holland. England have lost 2-1 to Russia in their Euro 2008 qualifier. It means their chances of reaching the tournament hang in the balance. They have to rely on Russia and Croatia slipping up in their remaining matches. Chris Huhne and Nick Clegg are the two contenders vying for the leadership of the Lib Dems so far. Mr Huhne, the party's environment spokesman, was the first to declare he's in the running. And Mr Clegg, the Home Affairs spokesman, will begin his campaign on Friday. More strikes are hitting London. Businesses in Chinatown have announced they're taking action. It's after immigration officials arrested more than 40 people in the area last week. They'll walk out for 3 hours tomorrow. And this year's London Film Festival is underway in Leicester Square. Eastern Promises, David Cronenberg's thriller starring Naomi Watts and Viggo Mortensen, kicked off the event earlier. More than 180 films are being shown over the course of the two-week event. In London's travel news, Chiswick High Road is closed both ways at Heathfield Terrace because of an accident. And in London's weather, cold overnight with skies clearing and there's the chance of frost during the early hours. There'll be lows of 4 degrees Celsius. The sun rises tomorrow at 7:27, and after a chilly start, it'll be a bright and sunny day, but a bit cooler still with highs of 14. And taking further a look ahead on Friday, it's staying dry and bright, but it will still be cold. With LBC, it's 9:31.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening. 0845 6060973.
Like, you're concerned about bacteria. We're just having a row with Chris about how long you can wear a pair of jeans for. And I think you could, I've worn these jeans for about a week and a half, and they're fine. They're absolutely fine. You can go after about 2 weeks, 2 days. They start smelling a bit.
No, that's way too long. After that time, bacteria will infest your clothes.
Like, you care about
bacteria. I do. As I get older, bacteria. Alex, bacteria concerns me.
Tell the listener how many pairs of jeans you've got.
I have five.
Five. Why would you ever need five? I've got two pairs of jeans, right? I've just had to throw one pair away. I bought a new pair. I've got to throw these away soon, actually, and buy another pair. So whenever one is in the wash, I can wear the other pair. When would you ever need five pairs of jeans?
Well, because jeans last forever, I've never had to chuck a pair out.
But they don't last forever. These are going to go in the bin.
Well, maybe you need to invest in a more expensive pair.
Yeah, well, maybe you need to invest in that.
How can I invest in that?
Well, I'm selling shares. Alistair, I do apologise. We were so obsessed with Little Italy that you dropped off.
Hey, no, it's all right. I was laughing so much I accidentally pressed D.
Oh, you sure it was laughter and not boredom?
No, it was laughter.
Okay, well, Alistair, what can we do for you then? Sorry, Little Italy.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering if any of the listeners have been to Little Italy.
Where is Little Italy in New York?
It's on the on the downside, near Wall Street.
I'm going to New York in December, so I'll have a look for it.
Yeah, go, because actually about the smell of these shops that pump out their smells. What they do is,
yes,
is in some Italian restaurants they have a pipe that protrudes from the wall that's theirs.
Yes,
and
from their
that,
wall.
That leads straight to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Inside the Italian restaurant. That's how they pump out their smell. That's how they get their customers to come
that's
in.
That's clever. I'm quite excited. I'm going for a long weekend in December. I'm going to do some Christmas shopping.
Really?
Yeah, be good.
I'm in February. After Christmas shopping.
You're going. But the exchange rate is so ridiculously good. It's the same number, but it's half the price.
Exactly.
I'm having some of that pie.
I bet you will.
Alistair, thank you for that, mate. Thanks for coming back on.
It's all right.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. Let's go to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hello, sir. What can I do for you?
I was just listening to what you were saying about these NLP people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really sort of... I'm not sure what they do for a living, actually, because they're sort of NLP life coaches.
Yeah.
I've met lots of them.
Yeah.
Because I do lots of business breakfast. And you see these all the time.
Yeah.
And I ask each one of them, what do you actually do? And they can't actually tell me what they do.
Do they answer your question with a question?
Yeah, exactly.
I hate it. I hate those people. What do you think I do? Well, no. What do you do? Aha. Why do you need to know? And what do you think I do? No, just tell me.
Exactly. So what do you do for a living? So what do you think I do? That sort of thing. So why do I need to pay you like £30 an hour?
Yeah.
When I can phone, I mean, 100 numbers for Samaritans. If I need help, I'll phone a Samaritan. You know, or look in the mirror. Why do I need to tell you and pay you £30 an hour?
But it is odd. I think there's something in it, because I'm a big fan of hypnotism. I used to be a hypnotist, Dave. I've mentioned this a few times. I used to actually do hypnotism. And so I'm a big fan of all of that kind of stuff. But the NLP, I think there's something in it. But I also think there's a load of old guff in it as well. And some people some people expect miracles from it and promise miracles from it when it can't really deliver that.
That's the problem. Exactly, that's the problem. I mean, I've done acupuncture and I believe that works. Mm. But I do believe half acupuncture is half in the mind, and the person does the acupuncture, you've got to believe in that as well.
Hey, Jay, it's funny you mention acupuncture. Jay has sent in an email saying, has anyone ever done acupuncture on themselves? Is that must be possible, mustn't it?
I suppose so. I mean, I've had 800 twice, but the person done it to me, I believed in.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it worked for me. But I do think a lot of it is in the mind. That's my personal view.
Yeah.
It's an NLP thing. I think it's a great thing because people need to believe in something. So these people make money on your, lack of... not credibility, but just lack of confidence.
Yeah, I think there's... Dave, listen, there's something in that. Thank you very much for that. If anyone's ever... if anyone's ever done acupuncture on themselves, does it work if you do it on yourself? Can you? I used to be well into hypnotism, and I could do... I could sort of do that self-hypnosis stuff, but I couldn't really get it to work properly on myself. 0845 60 6093. It's the last 25 minutes of the show, and because we've had so many people on singing Happy Birthday to Rav... Oh, you missed that? Oh, then I would recommend you get the podcast. Let's just say that we're a little bit free of calls. So now would be an excellent time for you to call up before Clive Ball comes on at 10. 0845 60 60 973. Let's have a little recap, shall we, of what we talked about. Kylie Minogue, overrated or what? What's all the fuss about? You know, well done, she's got better and that's great. But... how is she the phenomenon that she is? I don't quite understand that. We've done how many albums can you get on one terabyte? Is it a terabyte? What else is there? Shops pumping out smells. We'll do Thanksgiving tomorrow. I want to do Thanksgiving then. Oh, Chris, phone up Sam, the guy boiling his guitar strings. That's what we need to do. There was a guy who was going to take his guitar strings off and boil them. And find out whether it made his guitar better or something. It sounds like a nonsense. We said we'd phone him back. We totally forgot to. We'll give him a call. But you can call us 0845 60 60 973. Let's go to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, mate.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah, when's Lost coming back? When's Lost coming back? When is it coming back, Ian?
Do you want to ask it again?
When is it coming back, Ian?
Lost?
Yes.
When is it coming back?
When is it coming back in?
February.
What on what? Channel 4?
On Sky.
On Sky, February.
February. And it's only going to be 16 episodes this
February.
Year. February.
February. Oh,
February.
God. So when's it shown in America then?
February.
And it's come at the same time.
We get it a week later than them now, because it's on Sky and there's no messing around like there is on Channel 4.
I can't wait. Can you give me any tasters?
I know
you're the man in the know. You are the man in the know, Ian.
Yeah. Michael's coming back.
Really?
Yeah, Michael's coming back.
And?
And there's new people arrive on the island.
Who?
That's all I'm allowed to tell
you. Don't say. You spoil it for me anyway. Don't say. Is there any chance, Ian, that you might have a little cameo in it somewhere along the line?
There is a possibility that might be happening, yeah.
Really?
There is a chance that I might be in two episodes of it, yeah.
Is there a chance that you could be like in a little pod with you and your twin Marlon Dingo?
Yes, that's happening, yes.
Really?
Yes. You're surprised I didn't cut you off there, aren't you? Mark! Good lad, thank you for that. Bye-bye, yes. Well, I don't know what that was about. Phone up Sam, and don't tell me you've lost his number.
I haven't.
Well, why haven't you phoned him up then?
Because I've been taking everyone else's calls.
Okay. Caroline!
Hello!
Hello!
Hi, I was very concerned to hear about the fact that you wear your jeans for a week and a half and you don't wash them. That's
well, I go a maximum of 3 weeks.
That is absolutely the most repulsive thing I've ever heard.
Why? I'm smelling them now. They smell a little bit.
You sweat down there and they must really smell.
They don't smell that bad. I just had a little sniff. They smell all right. I don't stink like a homeless.
I'm not being funny, but I used to go as a guy and
how modern.
I used to iron his jeans for him, and if he didn't... And it's not healthy.
But look, what do you mean you used to iron his jeans for? He washed them then?
No, I used to iron them for him if he stayed the night when he stayed at my house.
Sex.
And the steam that came off that area because of the sweat.
No, but you don't. You don't iron stuff unless you wash it.
No, you do, because creases in jeans look really pikey.
Okay, but you could, but jeans are supposed to be all, you know.
No, they're not. No, can I just explain to you that jeans do not? They have to be look really nice, and you don't wear them all rumpled and crumpled. My husband does that. Okay. He never irons them, and it's disgusting. And I think, and let alone wearing dirty jeans for 3 weeks, that is gross.
Well, Caroline, I'm sorry that you're so offended by my jeans. How long?
No, it's going to give me nightmares tonight. But I'm glad that I've highlighted this problem. But I'm quite shocked that somebody of your stature has got slightly a little respect for your jeans.
I have very little respect for my jeans, Caroline. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right, but I have a nice evening. But maybe try and get a bit more jean hygiene going there.
Jean hygiene. Thank you, Caroline. Excellent. Now, Sam.
Hello?
You are the string boiler.
I am indeedy.
Have you boiled your guitar strings?
I have indeed.
Have you managed to get them back on the guitar?
It was a struggle because all the ends were already snarled, and then the cat ran off with one of them as well.
Oh,
so it was a battle, but they went on.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, one of the worst things is if you get one of the thin strings and you get stuck up your finger between your nail and your finger.
Oh, I can imagine that would.
That hurts, and it bleeds.
Yeah. So, I remember a friend of mine was tuning his guitar once. And he tuned it too high, and the string snapped, and the end went up and flicked up and caught him in his eye.
That was always my great fear. I don't play guitar properly for ages, but that was always my fear that would happen, that you just dang, 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 dang. That was an audio miming of me tuning a guitar, and it's springing off in my face. So, Sam, the strings are on there.
Yes.
What do you reckon?
Yeah. Not like getting them out of the packet, but it's pretty near, I must say.
Someone did email in and say... Tell him to buy a packet of strings. They're only £6. They've got a point.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely.
It's not bass. Bass strings cost like £25 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, no. The man does have a point. I could stop being cheap and go and buy them, but ultimately, I could be. You know, I could. You know, sort of use my loaf a bit and boil them and get money.
And then go and buy more Golden Virginia or something.
Well, absolutely. More Metallica records.
But can we hear a quick strum?
I don't know how well it will come out. I don't know if you'll even be able to tell the difference, actually.
We should have listened before, that's of course what we should
have. Yeah, that would have been good.
But let's hear now, go on.
I'll play the chord of D, but I'm missing a string, because, funnily enough, I snapped it.
Oh, Muppet.
Okay, how about this? Can you hear any of that?
It's an electric guitar, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was acoustic. Well, no wonder we can't hear it.
Oh, no, afraid not.
All right, Sam, listen, thank you for that. So now we know that boiling strings...
It does work.
...sort of works a little bit.
Sort of.
Cheers, fella. There we go. We're proving stuff this evening and educating. And that's got to be good news, isn't it, London? That's kind of what it's all about. Joe is in the Barnett.
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, I do acupuncture on myself.
Can I ask how old you are, Joe?
Sorry?
Can I ask how old you are?
Why?
Because you sound about 15.
No, not quite. A little bit older. A few years older than that.
25?
Yeah, something like that.
That means 30. It does, doesn't it?
Well, I thought we were talking about acupuncture, actually.
32. So,
we're talking about acupuncture.
You're 34, and you do acupuncture.
I stick pins in myself, yeah.
But does it... How?
Well, what do you mean, how? What? How or how?
How? How?
Yeah, well, you can get... Now, you know, you get these needles which are totally sterile because they're all in their own little individual packs.
Yeah.
You only use one once, and then you throw it away in a little box called a sharps box.
Right.
And that's it.
And does it... But I'm assuming there are some places you can't reach and stick them in.
Oh, yeah, no. I actually had... I used to go to an acupuncturist for a particular complaint.
A lady's thing?
Sorry?
Was it a lady's problem?
No. It was actually tinnitus.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Yeah. So she actually did my ear.
That's in the ears, Chris. Tinnitus is in the ears. He didn't know it. He looked at me as if saying, what's that?
Yeah, little noises in my ear. And she... So I don't do stuff around my ear.
Yeah.
I have done it. Well, I could do it. I have done it, actually, a couple of times.
Yeah.
But she also did other points, which are quite easy, between my toes.
Oh.
My first toe. And between my thumb and my forefinger.
Yeah.
So quite easy.
Yeah.
And it's really, really relaxing.
So hang on a second. Are you saying you've not been trained? You're just remembering where the lady did it?
Yeah, I just went to this acupuncturist for a long time. I went for about, 9 months every week.
Yeah.
And
he thought, I could be doing this myself.
Yeah.
And does it actually work, or is it a load of old guff?
For me, it works. Okay. That's all I can say.
Joe, thank you very much for that.
No problem.
There we go. 0845 6060 973. We'll speak to Douglas after this. It's the Travel News Now with Nikki Selman.
Thank you very much. Chiswick High Road is still closed off both ways at Heathfield Terrace with an accident. And in Chelsea, you've got a lane closed off both ways on Kings Road between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove for some emergency repairs after a gas leak on Monday. Now in Kingston, the traffic lights are on local control on Fairfield West, just outside the bus station at Weston Park. And towards the north of town, the A5 Edgware Road remains closed both ways between the Marylebone Flyover and Hall Road in Maida Vale for those repair works after that burst water main last week. Good news, if you're heading away from town on the A10 at Hoddesdon, that accident has now been cleared. The A10 is now all back open around Amwell Street. But do bear in mind, over the next couple of days, you've got that strike action in France. It does mean big disruptions for Eurostar services. Some trains have already been cancelled, others may be cancelled at short notice. The advice is not to travel unless you have to, and to check with Eurostar before you head out. Otherwise, right now on the tubes and trains, all lines reporting a good service. LBC 97.3 Travel, with more updates throughout the night.
You've come into work on a crowded train. You've paid a fortune for your season ticket. There's nowhere to park the car. You get on the train, it's running late. There's nowhere to sit, and you get groped while you're waiting on the damn thing. You then have a horrible day at work, working for a company you don't like, for a boss who's an incompetent idiot who's possibly verging on some kind of mental complaint. You then have a horrible lunch that you rush down, which you don't enjoy, from a sandwich where you're overcharged ridiculously by someone with a cup of coffee who doesn't even speak English, doesn't even understand what you're asking. You try to go to the post office, and they've shut it for you. Then you get back on a train that's late. You get in, and it's pouring with rain, you get home, and no wonder you want a glass of wine. That is the reality.
So, just another perfect day then, Nick. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC
97.3. Order! And how is the minister expected to raise the necessary funds? Clearly, the endowment policy mentioned, once surrendered, will provide nothing like enough.
The honourable member is misinformed. In contrast to his own party's woeful record on such policies, the endowment in question will be sold through AAP, resulting in a significant fiscal increase over the surrender value.
If you're thinking of surrendering an endowment policy, then you could budget for much more by selling through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Wow. Clive Ball's on at 10 o'clock. Douglas.
Ian.
Yes, Douglas?
You present in the show.
Sorry, what?
You present the show.
What?
Lady Alex produces the show.
Right.
Who's the other guy? Can't even say literally.
What's happening with your phone, Douglas? You're doing a Norman Collier on us.
Wait a minute.
Douglas?
Hello.
Hello?
Okay. So there's you presenting the show.
Yeah. Well, Lady Alex is the studio manager, which means he drives the main desk and fires off all the adverts and all of that stuff.
And who's the guy who can't say Little Italy?
That's Agent Chris. That's the producer.
Oh, is he Asian?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So why can't he say Little Italy?
I don't know. Let's ask him. Chris, why can't you say Little Italy?
I can.
Go on, then.
Little Italy.
No, but do it with the T's.
Little Italy.
Barry, can you say Little Italy?
Little Italy.
It's good. It's fun, isn't it? It's just your tongue going up and down.
Yes, it is, Ian. It's lovely.
What? Douglas, thank you for that.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, you giggled there, Barry.
Well, it is lovely. It was a rather nice sensation.
Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Little Italy.
You made me go giddy.
Oh, dear. Now, are you flirting with me?
No.
Oh.
But I was... Was someone talking about doing their own acupuncture?
Yes, there was.
Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes.
I can do a lot of my own toe surgery. And I wondered, do you remember you had the domestic music you had?
Oh, yeah, hang on, we've got, hang on a second, let's...
I thought you could play that and I could talk you through it.
Away you go.
Here we go, and I just want to tell you about picking my toes. Oh, I am a martyr to the fungus on my big toe of the right foot. Dear me, it is a sight, yellowy... strands of pus underneath the...
Oh, no, we don't know, Barry, no.
Oh.
That's not pleasant. There are people having their tea, but there are kids listening, no.
At 10 to 10?
We're having supper, then.
The kids aren't listening, they're out at the bus stop binge drinking. Do you think they're listening to you and your little Italy prank? No, they're not. All right, the...
I don't hear about your... Hey, I went
no,
to the...
that's disgusting.
I've been to the Shropodist this week and had a verruca frozen off.
Well, that is...
medical
science. Well, that's disgusting.
No, but I'm not describing the act of it. I've just named a medical procedure. I've not...
All I wanted to say, maybe pus was a little bit too much, but all I wanted to say is it can be done yourselves.
Yes.
You know, they're forever telling us to reduce the queues and the National Health Service.
Yes.
My advice to you... do it yourself.
Yeah, but do you believe in acupuncture, Barry? You ever had it done?
Well, I think it's probably a lot of old nonsense, isn't it?
I've never had it done, but I'm not convinced by it.
No, it's a Japanese thing, isn't it?
Chinese.
Yes, that sort of thing, isn't it?
Yes.
No, I don't really believe in it, although I'm trying to give up the booze. My cholesterol is ever so high.
Have you been for a cholesterol test then?
I have.
What did they say to you?
It's 7.8 on the cholesterol scale.
What's a good score for cholesterol?
Well, as I understand it, and this might be interesting for some of your listeners,
yes.
I'm thinking of the kids or
yes.
anyone having their tea at 10 to 10. I don't believe that's happening, but your words, not mine. Some of those people might be interested
yes.
to know yes. that it's anywhere between 3.5
yep.
and 5.1.
My last cholesterol test, I was below the average.
Is that a good thing or
yes.
a bad thing?
It's a good thing. In fact, they said, they recommended I should eat some more fried eggs.
Well, why don't you put on the domestic music and I'll give a little bit of advice.
Okay, let's get the domestic music. Okay, here we go, away you go. Oh, no, hang on a second, let's... away you go.
My advice to you, everyone, is cut down on the proteins, the saturated fats, the beer, the cigarettes... and the lard. Why not get yourselves a nice bit of brown rice? Doesn't that sound appetizing? A raw carrot? Maybe even some beetroot. You'll live to a ripe old age if you don't die of boredom. Good night, listeners. Good night.
He's gone. He's gone. Well, I hope he's not... A friend of mine went for a cholesterol test recently and his was too high and he keeps texting me all the time. I'm dying! My mate Alex, he keeps saying, I'm dying! My cholesterol's too high, I'm really miserable. So I hope Barry isn't boring everyone like my friend Alex is. Chris is on a train!
Hello.
Hey Chris, you're on a train. Where's that train going? Where's it bound?
Hampton Court.
Oh, well done you.
Yeah, it's
A long journey from work.
The next station is Raines Park.
Oh, Raines Park, next station, ladies and gentlemen. He's near Raines Park. If you want to go and find him, he's at Raines Park now. And if you find Chris at Raines Park and say, you're Chris, the caller, he will give you £5.
I will.
Chris, what can I do for you?
What was that woman talking about her jeans?
Oh,
not washing him. She was mad at you for not washing him for 3 weeks. She sounded pretty angry.
Yeah, she got really angry, didn't she? I was a little bit scared. 3 weeks is the maximum. Normally, I wear them for about 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, I work in Selfridges for a designer denim.
Oh, designer denim.
And we've got a range of heritage jeans that you're not supposed to wash for 6 months.
What? Whoa. Hang on a minute. heritage designer jeans?
Yes.
That you're not supposed to wash for 6 months? This is fantastic!
It is.
How does this work, Chris?
And you don't need to iron them either.
Oh, he's selling the dream product. What?
I know.
How do they not stink?
I don't know. Well,
mine do stink after 3 weeks, I'll be honest.
You're supposed to wear them once a week.
Yeah, what?
For 6 months.
Yeah.
To let them, because they're very hard denim, they're a raw denim when you first get them.
Okay.
You're supposed to wear them for 6 months, once a week.
Right.
And this is Raines Park.
It's Raines Park. He's at Raines Park.
And if you hang them out, just let them leave them out in the air, they just...
We know where it's going, love. Shut up. New Malden's the next one. But they sound very complicated jeans, Chris.
Not really. They're expensive jeans, but not complicated.
Well, they 150 quid.
Minimum. That's the minimum.
Really?
Yeah.
But you can get jeans in the Gap for like 35 quid. They were 25 quid this week. They're all half price.
But you have to wash them and iron them.
Well, you can only wear those once a week.
Yeah, well...
You have to hang them up by a window or something.
For the first 6 months...
Chris, would you ever buy a pair of them, or are they a rip-off?
I get them free, so...
I
used to buy them.
There we go, Chris. On that note, we have to say good evening. More of your calls after this.
Fly direct to New York with British Airways Club World, departing London Heathrow, arriving at JFK via Rheims, Camembert, Dijon, the Loire, Châteauneuf-du-Pape, before heading east to Parma, 700 miles west to Serrano and Manchego, topping up at Porto, then hopping across the Atlantic to Mississippi. Start your holiday early and in style with fine food and drink from around the world. Fly British Airways Club World and you'll also experience our relaxing lounge and a flat bed, all before you arrive at your destination. For great offers like New York from £1,199 return, book by the 27th of November at ba.com. Travel from December. Conditions apply.
London's biggest conversation continues with Clyde Ball after the news at 10.
LBC 97.3.
I've got a minute.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
I've got a minute and 20 maximum, and Chris was trying to rack up 3 calls to go through.
2.
Well, only because I told you not to phone Joe up. So, right, Faye, we haven't got much time, I'm afraid, because my producer is an idiot.
That's okay. Have you ever been to this cafe on the Broadway called Oliver's, I think.
What, in Muswell Hill Broadway?
Yeah, Muswell Hill Broadway.
Oliver's?
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's near the Blockbusters, I think. Like, opposite the cinema.
Oh, OK, yeah, I know it, yeah.
Yeah, well, OK, when you go in there, they sell, like, loads of salami. I'm a vegetarian, but I get, like, when you share
it... Oh, is it the deli?
Not the deli, it's the
cafe.
Yeah, and it smells really nice.
Yeah, they make meat smell good.
And it tastes like one a year, but... It looks really disgusting, actually.
I have to go because my producer is an idiot, but it's his fault. Do call again when we have more time. Rob, I've got 10 seconds, mate. I'm sorry.
No worries, dude. Topic for tomorrow, because I saw it in still a shop today. CB radio. Does anybody still use it?
Good lad. We'll do that. Thank you, Rob. Right, there we go. Well, now I finished a little bit early, actually. Anyway, if you missed the show today, it sounded either vaguely like this. Where the hell have London's ashtrays gone? And can we have them back, please? Paul, how long have you been working in radio? Turn your flipping radio off.
Paul Ross.
Do you know the rules? Just
Paul
turn
Ross.
It off.
Unfortunately, I don't know how to turn off this radio.
Well, the lady, she used to get wrecked. Her name was Shelley. She used to stink.
And stinky Shelley?
Yeah.
Put your hand on your heart and tell me.
She is an inspiration... and a leading light for the young. I think she's rubbish.
Well, I just wanted to call in to confess my crime.
It's Campo.
You're right, mate.
Hey, Mr.
How you been up to?
I've been up to good. Bros not hoes. It's Rav Wilding, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Ever look at this lanky muppet? He gave out my phone number on the radio and he thought it was funny. Are you prepared to come on after 9 o'clock and sing happy birthday to Rav?
All day.
Rav wears vests.
No, he doesn't wear vests.
You got vests for your birthday.
I got vest, pants, cufflinks, and a lawnmower.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, no, Betty, no, not yet. We've got to get everyone else on at the same time. Everyone, everyone that's going to sing happy birthday to you is a criminal.
Happy birthday. Rather nice sensation. You made me go giddy.
What a hideous noise. Very quickly. Yeah, line one, you're on the wireless. Hello, Nina.
Hello, my darling.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Oh, is that Ian?
Oh, did you want Clive?
Oh, well, I'll have a little chat with you.
Well, I've only got 5 seconds.
Oh, am I? I can't see very well, darling, so I can't see the time, Ian.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm very well. Why don't you phone me anymore?
I've been very, very, very ill, my darling.
Oh, well, Nina, I'm sorry to hear that. I've got to go. Listen, take care of yourself. Call back. Clive Bully's coming up next. 0845 6060 973. I'm back tomorrow at 7. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, England's Euro 2008 hopes take a kicking. More strikes are hitting London, this time in the West End. And why some people have the hump over the mayor's speed plans. It's 10 o'clock. I'm Holly Holland.